following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Elric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
Hey, what's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show, kicking into another week in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And I want to mention our friends at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas in Royal Oak between 3rd and 4th on Main Street. Enjoy the warm sunshine. Check out Mesa's $7.99 summer lunch specials being served daily, plus bottomless chips and salsa. Oh, I love their salsa. You go with your fresh squeezed margaritas and 150 tequilas. Yes, you get a tequila menu when you go there. Most in the state.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I did watch a little bit of the Wimbledon match.
Really?
Yeah. Did anybody else watch it?
No.
No.
Did you watch any of the women's? Because that's sexist of you if you only watch the men.
I it's really funny. I was watching it. It was a great match. Djokovic beat Federer.
Yeah.
And, I mean, amazing play. Just incredible play. But for some reason, I couldn't stop thinking, I wonder if the women were paid the same as these guys.
Oh, that's a good
question. Well, I bet it's close because the women do, their revenues are very high for tennis.
Well, I've told you before, I'd much rather watch women play tennis than men. It's, well, I guess, the only sport. However,
Would you rather watch women than men?
Just because I feel like, A, it's shorter. there's one less set. But I feel
if men and women are the same, then why is there, if we're equal and we're exactly the same, then why is there less
sets?
Point.
It's a great point. It's a whole other issue. But I feel like the women go back and forth more instead of just ace volley.
Yeah, they volley more because they don't hit the ball as hard. So
yeah.
There aren't as many kill shots.
Mm-hmm.
So,
plus, I think women look better in playing tennis.
Here was some.
It's quite sexist.
Some good audio from today's match.
Bezos was at the match. I wonder if that's him or if it's the players.
The players.
I'm gonna do it.
Somebody's gonna threaten to never listen again.
I like play tennis, but I'm not good.
There was no sex in that drop. It was all tennis.
I know. I can't. Honestly, I really was taken aback by the probably five or six people who were just livid about the Bezos having an orgasm thing. And I've come to realize that
Rudes.
Our audience is now large enough that people will complain about anything.
Good. All
everything.
Right.
Everything. Yeah. So I think it's good.
That's nice. So what were you going to say after watching them regarding the women? Just the equal pay for them?
I wondered. I remember there was a stink about it a while back that the women should be paid the same.
But see, this is.
And
so
I think honestly, the women do very well in tests. See, I don't. If you're bringing in the same revenues, I don't. I absolutely don't think anyone should be paid more. The men's game is a tougher game, but it's a better game. That doesn't mean it has to take in more revenue.
I thought it was funny. I turned on the TV yesterday. I think Wimbledon started at 9 and ESPN was on. And they had the girl there that won that Halep, and she's holding the plate. I'm like, wait a sec. This thing's already over. It started like an hour ago. Is women's tennis that much faster? Because guys,
I don't know. It's weird because men and women are the same. So I don't know why it would
why don't they play
less time. Yeah, the men's match is 5 hours.
Just have one tournament then. Don't have men or women.
Yeah, put them together. Then the winner. The winner makes the most, and the second place makes the second most. And,
same with golf.
Same. Everybody's the same. So, yeah, there was that. And then
at least Secret Deodorant is helping out the women's national soccer team. That's very nice of them.
There's only one reason I hate this. Explain what Secret Deodorant's doing.
Secret, which is owned by Procter & Gamble, as is Gillette, which Gillette has mastered, stoking the flames to their benefit with their razor ads. But Secret Deodorant is giving the 23 women on the soccer team $23,000 each to, quote, help close the pay gap.
Oh, really? The people at Secret really are that upset about it that they they're not looking for any attention.
Shouldn't it be a unisex deodorant?
No, but they're not trying to get publicity out of this.
That's the
genius. I see people sitting in a marketing room coming up with this. They don't care about the pay gap.
Nope.
Please give me a break.
Nope. And they just paid 500 and $29,000 for a lot of free publicity. And good publicity, too, for them.
Let me think about this. Yeah, I suspect it'll be mostly good publicity. It'll be presented as great publicity. It'll be like, oh, how nice. And no one will point out that, well, we've been over this.
That it's really a marketing thing?
I think, you know, I get the impression that people in their 30s, 40s, 20s, that they like real. And something like this is not real. That's what bothers me about it. And I would feel like it would be sniffed out by the people they're trying to reach.
But maybe
it's just so wonderful they don't care.
How about all the anti-corporation type people that won't sniff this out? You know, there's a lot of anti-corporation, especially among the youth.
Well, the larger company, it's Procter & Gamble.
Yeah.
They are not known for being necessarily, I mean, Gillette razors, they were charging women more for the same razors forever.
The pink tax. Yeah.
Did they offer to refund the money they overcharge people?
Does Secret cost more than whatever men's deodorant they put out?
I bet it did at one time. I mean, women get, that's an area that's real where women really get ripped off. Dry cleaning.
Beauty supplies, yeah.
So.
It's usually the same thing. They repackage it. They do the same. By the way, you could
say some of that is supply and demand because women want, they need more things. They want more things. And so maybe, you know, a lot of that has to do with the simple graph. There's a certain amount of people will pay for certain things.
But a lot of times.
Men don't buy makeup.
A lot of times it's the same exact product, just repackaged.
Yeah, that's
makeup's
true.
Makeup's different.
That's crap.
Razors, yeah.
And they were the masters at it. And now all of a sudden they're so woke.
They do the same thing a lot of times with kids' stuff. Have you noticed that, Brandon? It'll be like, this is for kids, but it's the same as, like, for adults.
What's...
And they'll charge more, like, especially with, say, like, children's Motrin or infant's Motrin. It's just different concentrations. And if you can figure out the math behind it, they charge way more for the younger kid stuff.
Yeah, but it's flavored bubble gum and stuff.
I know. Same with toothpaste. Toothpaste is all the same.
Well, I'm tired of giving these people even more attention than they deserve.
Yeah, sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, it's worth mentioning. I don't know. I was kind of semi-shocked to hear that because the argument over paying the soccer team evenly, the louder argument is they deserve the same pay because they win. But there's a lot of people on the other side of that argument saying, hey, wait a second. This is the wrong argument for this topic. So I don't think it's quite as cut and dried as you would believe if you just watched the coverage per se.
Well, as someone on the Boner line texted in, the female football team that played here in Detroit had more championships than the Lions. So why doesn't their quarterback get paid more than Stafford?
Oh, Detroit Pride.
The Detroit Pride.
What about that 14-year-old boys team that beat the women's team? Why aren't they paid more? So anyway, on a more positive note, Paul and Ringo played together on Saturday night. It was trending. It was the highest trending thing on Twitter, too, which did my heart good because it's hard for old guys to trend on Twitter, isn't it? And Joe, the coolest thing, honestly, I love seeing Paul and Ringo together, but seeing Joe Walsh come out there and just wail on the end, just killed. And Joe Walsh and Ringo are brothers-in-law, so it seems like they're a package deal now.
Whose concert was it?
It was Paul's concert.
Okay.
And he brought out Ringo for Helter Skelter and Sgt. Pepper's, and then he did you know, Golden Slumbers and Medley in the end, Walsh came for that. And he really had a nice jam there for him. Yeah, the audio kind of sucks on these. I just like seeing Ringo back there smiling, just banging away.
What's Abe doing right now?
Abe is on another kit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was worried.
I love Abe.
Is Willem Dafoe still out there?
Wait, Willem Dafoe?
Doesn't his one guitarist look like
it's
Willem Dafoe?
Yeah, he does look a little like Willem Dafoe.
Hilarious,
right. Yeah. Yeah, he's out there.
Isn't Abe from Detroit?
Yes. Yeah, he is. Abe Laboriel. Great drummer.
Yeah, he's really good.
Funny guy. But yeah, they got it to Golden Slumbers in the end, and Walsh just nailed it. Just nailed it. I love Joe Walsh. We were talking about him, Brandon.
Yeah, we were talking about him for a while.
He is truly underrated. I'm trying to remember now. He's in the Hall of Fame with the Eagles. That's right.
Yeah.
He could be a solo Rock Hall of Fame guy.
Well, he's done so many things. He's been in so many different bands. He finds a way to keep going even when something stops.
Well, there was the James Gang, and then Barnstorm, and then he was on his own. Rocky Mountain Way, Turn to Stone, Meadows, Funk 49, Walk Away.
It's with the Measles.
Life of Illusion, Life's Been Good. Those are all solo. That's Joe without the Eagles.
Ordinary Average Guy.
Yeah.
The Ohio Express, did you mention them?
No, that was news to me today. I didn't even know that. It's pretty cool, though. Analog Man!
And then he's worked with so many other really, really famous people, including Randy Newman, John Entwistle.
Randy Newman?
A lot of stuff with Ringo Starr, because he's always been a part of the All-Star Band. Todd Rundgren, Foo Fighters, Warren Zevon.
What's wrong with him? Why is he working with the Eagles and Randy Newman? It just doesn't seem to fit him.
I think the Eagles, he needed a gig. And the Eagles needed some oomph. Honestly, if the Eagles were touring without Joe Walsh right now, would it be? Well, maybe. Don Henley's a draw, I suppose.
And Glenn Frey's kid.
I'm no Joe Walsh in the brains department.
Whoop. There he is from our studio. His studio visit.
Whoop.
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 There's some other concert news. Immortal Sin is coming back.
What?
Did you see that?
I did see that, and I think they... Is it a Friday or a Saturday this
time? Is it July 26th? Ooh. Simon's After Dark in Allen Park?
That's a Friday.
Okay. Hmm. So they're going downriver.
I don't even know.
I'm not aware of that location, but that's pretty cool.
Sounds
man.
Perfect for them, though.
They must know what they are. Hey, there we are. Sin! Guys can play. I saw him in Hamtramck.
No,
if you
really
like the heavy stuff, I mean, they're heavy.
The last concert was on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, and it was not, you know, Hamtramck on a Tuesday is not real busy. The part that I love was meeting Tony's aunt, who is the band manager. You know, she's probably close to my age. She writes romance novels about biker chicks.
Cool.
I had no idea.
A bit ripped from the headlines or from her art impersonating life.
Really successful at it.
Very successful, yeah. I don't know as far as that goes, but she's an attorney also. I mean, she's a smashing success, and she's like, hey, I like my nephew's band, so we're out here rocking. Pretty cool.
How does pretty she nice prioritize?
Tony. Tony's got a pretty good gig. It's going on pushing 30. I know. But
he's incredibly honest about it.
He is. No, Tony's a great guy, as you all know. And
we'll have to get him
these
in.
These rockers can have a nice draw down there at Allen Park.
We'll have to get him in. There's a lot of Taylor Swift news.
Yeah, there is. There's some interesting aspects of that, too. I saw Kelly Clarkson's advice, which is to re-record all her songs.
Really?
Yeah, and then tell people to download the new versions so the bullying record executive doesn't make any money.
Now, for somebody who is the highest paid entertainer of the in the world, Taylor Swift, is that really going to be worth her time?
I don't know. You know what? I really don't. Her new music is the most valuable music, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whatever she does next. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I know that. I just thought that was the... I'm going to call that the worst entertainment bitch possibly of the year.
Yeah.
This whole, my masters, the people who bought my masters bullied me at my lowest point. It just sounds so victim-y. You made $185 million this year. You could have bought...
How will she ever overcome this tragedy?
No.
If I was Scooter Braun, I'd offer it to her at maybe like 10% more what I paid. Say, here, you can have it back.
Well, if she's that upset.
You said you weren't.
It's a big
deal.
You weren't
offered.
Call her on it. Call her on it.
Yeah, you said you weren't offered. Here,
more or less did, though. He said we offered it. She was offered the chance to buy it.
I know.
She knew this was coming.
So I'd offer it to her again, plus 10%.
Yeah, he's holding on to it.
And I'd bully her a little more. I'd hold it. He holds it over her head.
Now I want her to be bullied.
He's going
to
hold the paperwork over her head.
Have some 7-foot guy walk around the master tapes over his head. She's jumping up.
Yeah. someone stands behind her and she falls backwards, trips over him backwards.
By the way, that reminds me, I retweeted.
Like pantses her.
I just felt awful about this. I retweeted the little man who gets in fights with everyone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The bagel store baby.
Yeah.
Bagel boss baby.
Bagel boss baby.
Someone took the interview with, was it Inside Edition?
Yeah.
And sped him up so he sounded like.
I want to see it now.
It's really funny.
Oh, that's
I don't know
hilarious.
If it was Barstool or who did that, but it was.
It's really funny. He's such a jerk.
I don't even know why I clicked it to replay because I'd already heard it, but. It's pretty
because it's just that funny. You said you retweeted it.
I think I did. Right. Pretty sure. I also retweeted the girl taking the selfie.
Oh, I gotta find
in the bathroom, and somebody in the stall has a huge blowout.
Oh, here's that one. Yeah. Oh.
This girl who's kind of cute. She's all in front of the mirror, you know, playing with her hair, looking all perfect, and she's just about to hit that selfie, and then you hear that.
Ugh, and she's giving a peace sign, too. And the look on her face after she heard that was like, of horror.
That sounds like both ends.
That does sound bad.
Is it the Dominican
Republic? Coming out of both ends. She's using the toilet and the tub. How about that?
Did you find the guy, Brandon? The interview with the, off my Twitter?
I'm looking for it on your Twitter. I don't
no.
Oh, here it is. Hang on.
Okay. I thought I retweeted.
Shooting. What do you mean take it out? You're acting like I committed mass shooting or something. That guy, twice my size, that women love, the bullies, attacked me.
He was quickly done talking.
You know what? I don't really, no offense, I don't really like you that much, so this interview's over.
I love how much taller she is than him. It just
I know.
Kills
it,
me.
It does seem like people do send the tallest person out to take care of his business.
And somebody pointed out that I believe she's in sneakers. They should have sent her out with high heels.
Really?
Even taller. Mm.
Oh, what a jerk that guy
little
is.
Guy.
The, you're right, she is in sneakers. I can see him.
There was another, I thought this was another really bad sort of entertainment bitch. I'll put this behind Taylor Swift, but ScarJo, who, you know, she had to beg off that movie. She was going to play someone who's transgender.
Yeah, mobster.
Mm-hmm. A transgender person should be playing that role. And you could tell that it pissed her off because she's like, who's played a woman or a transgender?
Jared Leto?
Yeah.
Denny, was
call
it?
Jared Leto's agent. Call Jeffrey Tambor's agent. Well, I mean, she was pissed.
I remember when that happened. She said,
and then she backed off. Then she let the role go.
Fine. No more movie. Which doesn't that do more? Wouldn't it be more helpful if you had that positive, if it's a positive?
Is the movie coming out with the trans person playing this job?
No, it's been scrapped, period.
Well, what good did that do anyone?
That's my point. No, it doesn't do anybody any good, except it gets everyone off her back.
So now, and I don't blame her, by the way. So
no,
she came out to say that she should be able to play anyone.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of what acting is. But then she goes on to say, and I won't put this up with Taylor Swift, but I thought this was humorous. She says that in art, in all forms, you should be immune to political correctness.
Yeah.
Only in art.
Okay.
In art. Why in art? Why? Because political correctness can be extremely stupid in a million different areas. But why should art be immune? I mean, it's the artists who talk about it the most. Remember Ben Affleck? He's not going to do any movie.
Yeah. Well,
what's happening with all those movies, by the way? Are all those movies getting made with?
What did happen to him?
I don't know. There were four or five people who came out and said it was like the hip thing to say. And so I'm assuming that all these people, these giant casts of diversity, are making movies now. But it seems like when I see a movie, they look like the movies that I used to see.
All superheroes.
Yeah. But I just love this attitude that somehow art is so special, it shouldn't have to put up with PC bullshit.
Well,
that's what she's saying.
It's supposed to push boundaries is what it's supposed to do.
But not political correctness. They shouldn't be. Nobody can tell anyone to do an art. We can tell you what to do anytime we want because we know better, even though usually it's us doing the shit like Me Too. But we'll tell you to stop doing it. I mean, seriously, is there any more horrific Me Too than in that business? And yet they will tell us chance they get that we need to cut it out?
Weinstein's the gold level. Quite a few.
So, yeah, I thought that was, I laughed out loud when I read that, that in art, in all forms, should be immune to political correctness. Boy, wouldn't that be nice if anyone could say that about their business.
Well, they can.
Oh, my God. He's so deep.
I love that drop. Speaking of PC, and Brandon, by the way, I am on pins and needles to find out who the cameo person is that you're so pumped about.
I got five of them.
I got five new cameos for you today. The headliner, though, I'm pretty sure you're going to blow your top out. You're going to get so angry at this. So,
I'm excited
to show you.
Is that the one I saw?
You saw it, Mark. He's going.
I got to tell you, it made me mad. So,
okay,
so heads up.
I think I want to get to R. Kelly first. No, I can't wait. I can't wait much longer. Okay, hold on. First, did you guys hear about the judge? Okay, there's a case where a 27-year-old teacher is having an affair with a 17-year-old high school student and got busted. It's a lesbian affair.
Oh, nice.
So, anyway, at first as I read this, But then I found out that this affair's been going on for a year and 4 months. Hmm. So the girl was either 16 or 15 when it started.
Nice.
And the teacher was 26 or 25, I guess.
Nice.
Anyway, the judge heard testimony of the girl who's now 17, who said that this is unfair because she's in love with the teacher.
What?
Yeah. That doesn't and the matter. Judge said, I believe you. And they went easy on the teacher. Yeah, and people were excited about it. Like, this, oh, my God, this is so beautiful.
The point of the statutory laws are because they can't consent, because they don't know what love is.
No, right? Exactly. And I couldn't understand. It's like, okay, wait, so because these are lesbians, is this somehow viewed differently? If this was a guy, by the way, if this is a 27-year-old teacher, male, and a female, and a judge said, I believe you. Here's what we're going to do.
That man manipulated her. He used the patriarchy to convince her.
Well, what's the difference?
And the power dynamic. No, there's no difference. Especially when you hear what Exhibit A was in the courtroom.
Oh, yeah, scissor. Yeah, scissor me, Allison.
Yeah, and
Janet, you're crazy.
That doesn't sound like love.
Oh, this is hot scissoring. Oh, scissor me timbers.
So the judge said,
I love lesbians.
And that was it. Judge sounds like Eli Zaris.
That was strangely like Eli. I love lesbians.
That's ludicrous.
Nice.
Is he getting backlash?
I don't know. I swear, I just read a little bit about it as I was working out.
Shouldn't he get death threats? Like,
I know. I'm tired of the wrong people getting death threats.
Remember the judge last week? And this guy was a total asshole, but he let the kid off because he comes from a good family and he...
Oh, yeah. Was it a rape charge?
It was a rape charge. Far worse story than this, in my opinion, but... That guy's getting death threats.
Somebody else is getting death threats. Wait a second. Who is it?
It's something. Somebody really. Oh, the recent accuser of Trump. And
oh, is she?
Yeah.
E. Jean Carroll.
Yeah, E. Jean Carroll. She sleeps with a loaded gun.
Oh, good for her. Oh, I know he's getting death threats. Okay. This is, I think, in Michigan. Did you see the MAGA bride?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I tried finding her.
She's getting death threats.
Yes. She's wearing a MAGA dress with Trump on the train. She's wearing a...
Cool.
Is it wait.
It was a
Marines guy?
Yeah,
yeah.
A Marine.
And
I got so many death threats.
I mean, they look like nice people. I just can't imagine. Why would you want to put MAGA on your dress? I don't know. Why would you want to put any politician on your wedding dress? What is that?
You want them to be tolerant, but you're not tolerant of their viewpoint. So that's fun.
She's also a part of the West Michigan's for Trump group.
Yeah, and honestly, that's fine. And I really don't care if she wants to be a MAGA bride. But I don't understand. I can't imagine why anyone would want to do this. It almost seems like by publicizing it, you're asking for people to just go after you.
A little
MAGA.
She's a militia member.
Michigan militia?
Yes, I guess the Michigan militia.
Does Norm Olson know about that?
I don't know. Great questions. Anyway, the wedding party is being threatened.
Oh, Lord.
The bride said militia members are protecting her house at the moment. Because she's facing so many threats.
Now they have something to do.
And it almost seemed like everybody was having a great time doing all this.
Yeah. Well, now the militia has something to do. They have something to defend.
True. You're right.
You know, instead
no, this
of just,
is a win-win
instead
all
of
around.
Just running, training exercises in the middle of the woods. Remember how often that happened?
Oh, my God. Are these really adults involved in all this stuff? Are these really grown adults, fully formed adults making these decisions?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they had a belief and great.
I get it.
I don't get it either. But if you don't harm anyone, whatever.
We can't say make America great again because I already did that.
Some of you may have had less than desirable experiences with dealerships in the past, and our favorite dealership is Zot, Ford, and Holly, and they are here to erase those crappy memories and make sure you have a ball buying or leasing your next new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. Working with our friends and studio sponsors at Zot, Ford is the way a dealership experience should be, world-class. Plus, the parts and service department at Zot, Ford is ready and waiting to save all our listeners 10% off on their next visit to Holly.
Give me your manliest car.
Take a selfie with the life-size Hulk Hogan statue in the showroom. Take a ride in the leather massage chair. Say hi to Gabara or Gary or Stacy or anyone else. Or sip some fresh brewed coffee or drink, eat some movie-style popcorn. Moral of the story, no matter how you slice it, Zot Ford loves our listeners and their customers. So please visit them and tell them any or all of us sent you.
Mm-hmm.
And
like those other dealerships that just say,
just take your car and get out of here.
Corrective eye surgery is one of the greatest lifestyle improvements and breakthroughs of the century. LASIK is one of the safest surgeries in all medicines. Changed lives of millions by allowing them to get 20/20 vision or better without glasses or contacts. Dr. Yaldo, who sponsors our entire Red Shovel Network, is the most experienced and honored eye surgeon in Michigan. 30,000 plus have gotten his state-of-the-art custom LASIK procedure. Many have gotten better than 20/20 vision. Imagine that, seeing better without glasses and contacts than you ever did with them. It just takes minutes, it's painless, and you get to throw all those contacts and glasses in the garbage. Plus, multifocal lens implants for people 45 plus frees you from your hated reading glasses. No more reading glasses. You've got nothing to lose seeing Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway, and they've got great frames. Sunglasses and regular glasses. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you for an additional discount. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES. Or go to Yaldo Eye Center.
I love your eyes.
My man! Ugh. Oh, that guy. Okay, who's new on Cameo? I'm so geeked.
This is just great.
Hey, are we going to open the whole financial hotline for any reason today? Is there?
You know, I do have a Microsoft number, and I also have a
Jason.
Social Security number.
You know what? He hasn't...
No?
Oh, Jason Carr?
Yeah, it's... I've been
playing text tag.
Is he supposed to call us?
Well, the last thing was... Because they're, I don't want to say, but service isn't good. And what time do you want to call? And so I threw a couple times. I never heard back. So it was never confirmed. But I kind of just said, maybe we'll wait.
Okay. Jason Carr, we were looking to discuss his top 64 for his bracket on classic rock.
I heard some of it this morning on WLOZ.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. I heard it. It did make the cut.
Yeah. In case anybody didn't miss it, it was on the best of. It was on the beginning portion of this weekend's best of. Where we went through the bracket, they were through three rounds, but I believe by tomorrow they should be through four.
Ooh, did Beatles beat Seeger?
I don't think it's over yet, but I'll double check.
I can't believe they got to play Seeger on his home court. I think that's crap.
Well, it's just
although Nugent lost on his home court.
It's just the way the seedings fell.
Let's see, currently it looks like we're still at the same. You know, we're through three rounds. It's down to the Stones versus the Eagles. Pink Floyd versus Aerosmith.
Ooh.
Led Zeppelin versus ZZ Top.
That's a romp.
What about that loser bracket? Did you mention loser
bracket? That one bracket's ridiculous. That's bottom the softest
right.
bracket I've ever heard of.
Sweet.
Rush versus The Who. The Beatles versus Seeger. Elton John versus Queen.
Well, that's a tough bracket.
One.
That's
that,
a tough
one. That could be a final four, really.
Here's what you considered the loser bracket. It's Boston versus Styx.
Come on.
Oh, God. Who cares who wins that?
And Van Halen versus Skynyrd.
Come on. Van Halen,
Van Halen
waltz.
Should dominate that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Move right on through.
Okay.
Move right on through, so, keep dancing the night away.
So new on Cameo, I'm just going to start off with someone that a listener said, hey, you guys haven't talked about him. You might know him from his voice, but you'll definitely know him from his drops.
Hi, it's me, Chris Crocker, and this video is for you, Asia. I just wanted to wish you an amazing 34th birthday.
Who's this dude?
Ashley got you this video, so shout out to Ashley.
Chris Crocker
for
doesn't ring a bell.
This.
Way different than what
you
does.
Picture him in his bed with a sheet
son,
over his face
baby,
and makeup on.
Baby
and I know that you work so hard at your job, Ashley.
That's
telling
him.
Me, yes. And I know you might not have.
How much would you pay for a shout out from Chris Crocker, Drew?
$10.
$20.
He is going for $30.
What?
What's wrong? Is you gay or something?
$30.
Is he gay? I don't care.
Yes.
I'm just asking.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean,
I'll go out on a limb and say okay. Yes.
Can we see another cameo of his?
Absolutely.
He's getting lots.
Why is, oh,
really? Why is he getting a lot of cameos?
How many?
So cameo has the
what? Mark, look at this.
I know. I see him. Cameo has the still picture before the video. You know that they just use kind of as the thumbnail or whatever.
Yeah.
Every single one of Chris Crocker, his mouth is agape and smiling, and his tongue's there like, hey, it's really funny. Look at every single one. I like the guy. He's just happy.
That's
he's
amazing.
Having a blast.
Except when people pick on Britney Spears, then he's not happy at
he
all.
He's a little upset. Remember, we might have his phone number.
He has 100 here.
$100.
It lists 100 of them.
That's $3,000.
Yeah, wow, he's killing it.
Hi, it's me, Chris Crocker, and this video is for you, Danielle. Kennedy got you this video,
Kennedy.
And I know it's your birthday on July 11th, and I wanted to wish you an amazing birthday.
Who knows the
Not
name
just
Chris
an amazing
Crocker?
Birthday, I hope the next year is amazing.
Yeah.
I hope this whole lifetime is amazing for you, Danielle, because you deserve it. I know that you know,
I love
you
when
like
these people act so
stuff,
sincere.
I just
know. You don't know her.
And, did you do gay porn?
Kennedy said what? She waited last minute to get you a present, but hopefully this gets to you directly
that's
on
her,
time. And I want to
that's
you
her present.
Love. Hold your head high.
A weak present. Now you know how much she spent on her present too.
Yeah, he's got some.
Is that Crocker?
What?
Yeah,
that's not really
porn.
What.
Yeah.
That's not him, is
it? You ever forget it?
It says it is. I don't really want to click on it.
Doesn't look like him, though.
Well, he doesn't look like
Whoa,
anything.
Oh, my
like
God. That was like five guys, and they were all interconnected.
Well, I wasn't looking centipede. At that video. Okay.
Yeah, you were.
Next up here, Drew, you're going to love
you couldn't
this.
Couldn't tell him by his boner.
Could you keep electricity going that way for if one person was holding a wire?
Yeah, some kind of generator.
Five guys were linked.
Yeah. Like a hamster wheel?
Kind of.
Here you go, Drew. This one's especially
there's a lot of motion going on.
Tess Holiday.
What?
I'm getting a lot of messages and stuff from you guys lately asking if I could do like birthday shout outs and message
a
friend or
who wants a shout out from her? Is
so
she doing them? Lots of them?
I love you guys. You guys know how much my fans mean to me. So I am doing this
fans.
For you guys.
Fans?
And I think it'll be a lot
boy, the
of
word,
fun.
The word
so,
fan is used
hey,
very
girl.
Loosely these
I'm
days.
Hungry.
What's that?
I'll send you.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
I just said the word fan is used very loosely.
A video.
She's like the 300-pound
hey
model.
It's Tess yeah. Holiday.
Tess Holiday.
Hey, girl. You hungry?
So her bio is plus-size model, author, designer, and founder of F Your Beauty Standards.
Okay.
Oh,
does she do, is she doing any?
Well, she's brand new. That's what I'm saying. You know, last week and weeks in the past, I've been looking and looking at the new roster, and it just hasn't had anybody significant. Today I looked and there's a ton. It was actually really
what is,
impressive.
What is she charging?
$75.
Oh come on!
Girls gotta eat.
What?
Man.
God, $75 for Tess Holiday?
All right. Next up is a really expensive one. Let's see.
Just a little song to brighten
what
the
happened?
Day. Hit me up. Let's do this.
What?
Hey, Cameo,
why
this
would
is Robin
he be
Thicke.
Doing it?
I'm so excited to be a part of this.
Robin Thicke.
I love the idea of being able to connect with people for special moments in their lives.
How cheap are you, dude? He just had a number one hit.
Or just a little
like
song
3 years ago.
I think he lost a lot of that money to Marvin Gaye's family.
Oh, that's true.
But he has that show. Which one is it? The new one?
Come on. He's got plenty of albums
what,
and
what
songs.
Ken Jeong and The Mask. The Masked Singer.
How many revenue streams do these people need?
Plus, he has his
What's
dad.
What's he charging?
Wait a second. He's got his dad's
his
money.
His dad's money.
Yeah. $250.
Oh, come on. Cut it out, Thicke.
Cut it out.
Thicke?
Thicke.
Oh, my God.
The next one is a bargain. It is a bargain.
Is this the one that's going to make him mad?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Nails. Lenny Dykstra Nails here, and happy to announce to everybody, I am officially on Cameo, so send anything my way, and I will make it happen. Okay, Lenny Dykstra Nails, officially on Cameo, bring it. Thank you.
I think he'll do well.
Yeah.
How I found out about this one is I opened up my Twitter, and I said, Lenny Dykstra likes a tweet that you're mentioned in, and I was like, what? And one of our listeners had tagged you and I and Mark on here just to let us know, hey, Nails is on Cameo, and he liked it. He was happy that one of our listeners...
I got to tweet more at people, because I retweeted him. And now he's on Cameo.
He hasn't had any yet because he's also brand new, but he's charging $75. That's a bargain for Nails.
That's not bad. Yeah.
It's reasonable for Nails.
Yeah.
Are you ready for the one that's going to make you so angry?
Oh, no.
I thought it was Tess Holliday.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, you know, this will be way worse, won't it?
Hold on.
I'm worried.
Abraham, I'm so excited to give you guys all the stuff going on with you guys.
Sophia Abraham.
I give lots of shout-outs on my social medias. And hopefully I can give shout-outs to you guys, too. Bye, guys. Talk to you soon. Guys, I'm Sophia Abraham.
She cost the same amount as Nails, $75.
That's Farrah's ugly kid.
Hey, she's an entrepreneur.
Oh, my God, this kid's a nightmare, too. Hey, read her nightmare.
Read her bio there.
Bio? Tween 10, born on MTV, actress, model, girl boss, hashtag Inc. 5000.
Girl boss.
I love God, and this is managed by whoever, somebody else.
Model? What do you mean model?
How old is this kid?
Actress and model.
She's not a model.
And a girl boss.
She's not even...
She models all the things that she sells.
I mean, she's not a cute kid.
No, she is not cute.
I mean, isn't Farrah kind of over?
No, she just popped up on a tabloid thing I was reading because she showed up at a Beverly Hills restaurant and she was dressed like a total skank.
This isn't Farrah.
You want to see the pictures?
Well, what else is new? Yeah, can you put it up, Brandon?
It was on Radar Online, do Farrah.
She's such an imbecile. I mean, Janelle Evans is finally, she's kind of over.
Oh, Janelle's totally done.
Is it this one here?
Yeah, I think that's the new one, isn't it? Yeah.
Janelle, will Janelle do porn?
No, Janelle can't do porn.
Yeah, she could.
That guy won't allow that.
Right? No, she could be with him.
Oh, gross.
I know, that nobody will watch that.
I would buy that. She would have to put out
her own. There's got
to
be like three dudes for me to watch Janelle do porn.
She would have to put out her own porn. I mean, you got to give Farrah that much credit. She did strike the porn world at the right time.
Yeah.
And she was a full participant. She was a gamer.
She was. Farrah, I thought I heard recently, is she having financial troubles? Weren't her businesses all shutting down?
Well, yeah, they
closed. 7-year-old was managing the furniture store.
I think the furniture store closed, but not the Froyo place.
Can we call the Froyo place?
Yeah, I think we have a number.
It's a good reason to open the Hall Financial Hotline. Click the link and fill out the online form. They'll get back to you mighty fast if you want to refi and save some money like so many people have with Hall Financial.
So Furnished by Farrah, you said that one went out of business?
Yeah. For the Froyo, though, that's where we talked to the girl who's related to who?
Bum Phillips.
Bum Phillips.
It was so rando.
It was totally random.
I'm related to Wade Phillips and Bum Phillips, and you're bothering me at work.
That is so rando! Oh, my God. Farrah.
I remember. This has really goofy hours of operation, but we'll try it. It's in Austin, Texas.
How goofy can they be? I mean, Sunday afternoon? Wait, are you telling me this is Farrah's single?
No, it's Katy Perry.
What song?
Teenage Dream. It's the first teenage thing that popped in my head.
The person you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time.
Oh, what?
Please try your call again later.
Good business.
Oh, and the main reason that popped up is because I cannot access my Spotify account for all my Matt Farley songs.
What?
I know.
Oh, yeah, he's got a song on frozen yogurt for sure.
He's got to, right?
He does have. What an amazing array of songs he has.
Oh, you know what? Farrah's Froco yogurt shop closed.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
What about her vagina mold store?
Oh, you can still buy her.
Oh, was she selling
Fleshlight
vagina molds?
Oh, God, yeah. There's the famous picture of her getting it taken. Yeah.
I mean, usually it's a group deal. You get both.
What is the market for that?
Oh, someone will buy
it. Did they do market research before they...
What, and that
made
they
that available?
They needed Farrah's?
Look at this. Gross.
Nice that you're...
There she is, molding it with plaster cast.
You got to be kidding me.
Let's see how much it goes. It's 60% off right now.
Well, you know, the only thing she can do to make money that she hasn't tried already is say that she will fuck individual people who just, you know, couldn't she have a, you know, like, whatchamacallit, you know, an auction?
Oh, yeah.
The highest bidder gets a fucker.
Why doesn't she just put on a porn site and she can have sex with
her
fans?
Then she could, the runner-up, she could blow.
Frozen yogurt.
There you go.
It's not as good as
so Farrah Abraham, replica vagina and anus stroker. Is currently 53% off. It was $77. Now it's $36.
Oh, okay. That's not a good sign. Why would anyone buy that? Besides Jeffrey Epstein, if she was 10 years younger.
Well, I don't know why anybody would buy that.
It wasn't.
You figured it'd be one of the looser ones, too. I think it's weird that the taint is ripped on that, too.
Slut.
What?
I love that kid saying slut. I don't know why. Why does that make me feel so good? There's something wrong with me.
Because remember, he was wronged in that scene. That's why.
What happened to that kid?
The chick he was trying to mac on or whatever made out with some other guy.
Oh, okay.
Underneath the stands at football.
So it was reasonable.
Yeah, no, that's why he was mad at her. Or it might have been his friend, one of those two, because he said it to another guy.
Okay. Let me mention our friends at Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com in the middle of their Jeep Celebration event. Excited for you to be part of it. During this Jeep Celebration event, lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited at $188 a month, or lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month, or maybe a Ram truck. How about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month? Better still, how about 0% financing on all new 2018 Ram heavy duties in stock? Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer with a bang. So take advantage of these great deals right now. And thanks to all the people who are giving our advertisers a chance, which
huge.
Is really helping so much, including Hall Financial. Boy, that's one I really haven't worried about in a long time. We're off and we got five tips.
I know. That's great. And
of course,
it doesn't seem like that week hurt our tip level very much either.
I know. And Jess did
thanks
not even
tip.
She didn't even mention the fact that we were off.
Oh. Either.
Just, tips have fallen in half.
Can Jess go on vacation? Give us a break.
She does. She needs to go on vacation. She's too busy being the sheriff. Top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show, Hall Financial. Big supporters of our network, just like Dr. Yaldo. David Hall and Hall Financial, the team to go to if you're looking to purchase a home or refinance. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. And Scott Kunith jumping into the fray to give him a big plug as Scott, who's doing very well also. Scott said that the last three listings he's had, the buyers have used Hall Financial. And in a couple of those cases, they were first-time buyers. And he said they were just so good at taking these people and holding their hand from beginning to end and making it very easy and also fighting for better deals. And he was very good. Impressed. So good. Here's what you do. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com if you want to save money by refinancing your house. Or if you're a first-time buyer, dream home, whatever it is, Hall Financial would love to take care of you. You won't be disappointed. You can also go to Drew and Mike Show website, click the link, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you. Or 248-308-5000, Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435.
Oh, that's a nice place.
I guess we should go back to Friday. Boy, there was a lot of stuff that happened, Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday's nightly news, I think, halfway through, it was still breaking news on the banner on NBC.
What was it the R. Kelly thing?
R. Kelly was one of them. Yeah, I think there was an Epstein story.
Oh, yeah, Epstein, you know, I am getting so pissed reading about them fighting for his bail.
I know.
Oh, well, he'll hire armed guards who will be on site.
Well, doesn't that sound, though, like they're just... They're reaching for any reason to get him out on bail.
Well, of course they want to bail him out because he pays them tons and tons of money. And these people are powerful, and they think they can just strong-arm their way. And to say that, hey, don't hold it against him that he's rich. It's like, he wouldn't be out if he wasn't rich. He would have still been in prison if he wasn't rich. So
he's the biggest flight risk of all.
Absolutely. And not only that,
he has his own airline.
To think that this guy would be in a $77 million mansion instead of a jail cell is just not, that's
with
no,
his,
that doesn't do it
with his prosthetic breast by his bathtub.
And also, you know, I can't wait till all of this stuff comes out because it sounds like it's going to be bad. I just don't know who's going to get sucked up in it. I still can't figure out how in the world all these other people got immunity in his sealed deal. Who are these people that got immunity and why?
It was nice of Alex Acosta to step down for the Labor Department. Not because he did anything wrong, but to help out the Labor Department.
What bullshit.
A joke.
What a liar. That press conference, what a jackass.
I was reading a bunch of old stuff on Epstein today, and there was a story from, God, probably, it must have been when the deal came out or when he was on trial, and one of the things admitted was his little black book. A website had a picture of his little black book and all the names in it, and, you know, there were a ton of names for Clinton, and this story, even back then, had a ton of numbers for Trump, and then there was, like, massage in Paris, like, just tons of numbers. But the one name that stood out that I never heard connected to him that is of any interest was Courtney Love.
Yeah, I saw that. Who were the other names that were there? Because there was a weird collection of names.
I'll have to find it. But I know Sandy Berger was in there and Lauren Summers.
There
were some other government type.
Some other entertainment types like Alec Baldwin.
I'll look for it, yeah.
Oh, I know. He threw a party for somebody, and Katie Couric was there.
Ooh.
And, I mean, this is like 2014, after he got his deal. And I think, was it Prince Andrew was there?
Of course.
And there's a picture of he and Prince Andrew walking through Central Park together, which I thought was kind of interesting. What are they talking about?
Yeah.
Weird.
You know, not only did this guy get the sweetheart deal? He should be in prison for life. He's not. They're trying to get him bailed out. And we also find that he was tampering with witnesses.
Yep.
And his attorneys were offering to plead to something because he paid $350,000 to apparently three different people that knew something about him to shut up or go away or whatever. That's witness tampering. They offered to plead to something, and he was charged with nothing. So this is a guy that witness tampers. He also didn't turn himself in. He was in another, I think he was on Orgy Island or something, or he flew to Orgy Island because he didn't want to turn himself in.
Well, the new payments, that just broke once the Miami newspaper started doing the story on him. That's when he paid them. So
the witnesses?
That's new, yeah.
Oh, that's new?
Yeah, he paid the two women that helped line up you know, little girls for him.
Oh, Ghislaine.
Yeah.
Maxwell.
I can't remember the other girl's name, Ghislaine. That's right.
Yeah, these girls are recruiting people. Why the fuck are they getting off the hook? Yeah, why are they part of the immunity? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, he allegedly.
It's disgusting. I can't hardly take this story. Not to mention, I've had a couple people send me this. It's a pretty deep story on Epstein and his travels, and apparently they really want those flight logs,
yeah,
because they believe that some of these girls were traveling to some very strange places with him and with other people who you would think would not do such a thing.
Another name in his book was Tony Blair, former prime
minister.
Yeah,
Tony Blair, that's right.
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger? Why would Mick Jagger have anything to do with Jeffrey? Well, probably investing.
Yeah,
although, you know, a lot of people don't know where he made his money. That's the other thing they can't figure out, because he says he's a billionaire. Forbes says he's not.
Yeah, no, nobody really knows how much money he has, but he's probably hidden so much of it.
It sounds like he's got about $500 million.
Yeah.
But based on what he's done, people are going, well, even with all the fees and the percentages, and still can't quite put him at the level he's at.
Dustin Hoffman. Jimmy Buffett.
Nice. Jimmy Buffett.
Ray Fiennes.
Oh, yeah. Ray Fiennes. Ray Fiennes' name shows up a lot, by the way.
That's really weird.
I've already declared. I want to make a declaration about him. I won't, but.
Henry Kissinger. Well, that's no surprise.
Wait, Henry Kissinger?
Yeah.
Do we still have Henry's number? Wait.
Yeah, died. Yeah. We know.
Did he die?
Oh, he's got a new book coming out.
We called him a couple months ago, but he was in Florida for the winter.
Yeah. Can we call him?
Yeah.
Let's dial him up. For the Hall Financial Hotline's open, might as well use it.
David Blaine.
David Blaine. I immediately said,
right.
He's guilty of something. If not, right. He's so close to it, he might as well be.
Mike Ovitz. Phil Collins.
Weird. What a strange collection of names.
It's a very random. Katie Couric. George Stephanopoulos.
He was at the dinner, too. He was at the dinner.
These are all people
at his place.
These are all the people at the party.
That's 2014, by the way. Woody Allen was at the same dinner with Stephanopoulos and Katie Couric.
And Chelsea Handler. And Charlie Rose.
Yep. You got it.
What a weird.
I know, but he's already convicted at that point of child molestation, and these people are going to a dinner at his place. I just thought that was. It's weird.
Who's Ehud Barak? That person's in the. They acted like that was a big person.
No idea.
Ted Kennedy was in it. Kissinger. In his black book.
This is Dr. Kissinger.
Dr. Kissinger.
Jeffrey Epstein is a friend of mine. We watched the beach volleyball during the Olympics together.
Also, these Clinton flights where he leaves Secret Service behind. Yeah. I mean, that just sounds so bad. Yeah. I mean,
the optics aren't very good.
No. Yeah. Very strange. But I want to know if these girls are on these flights. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's the worst. Anyway, let's see what Dr. Kissinger can tell us. Maybe he can give us some insight.
Henry Kissinger.
On, doctor.
Come on, Kay. Pick it up, Hank. Let's go. Oh, he's got the fax machine on?
I got
he still
more.
Has a fax?
I got one more. I know we talked to his lady the last time.
Yeah, I think it was his answering service. And she's qualified to talk about Epstein, so that's
maybe,
cool.
Maybe he's hiding out on Orgy Island.
Orgy Island. Did you see the temple on Orgy Island,
yes,
by the way?
That's weird. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It locks from the outside.
Heard about that, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This guy's the worst. Just the worst. He thinks he's hot, too, doesn't he?
Epstein? Oh, yeah. He totally. I think he likes the scruffy face look now, too. Ugh.
Dwight Gooden busted for coke, too.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh.
Mess.
God, that guy loves coke. He does. How do you go 194 wins and 112 losses with all that coke? I mean, that's really kind
mean?
Of incredible. And this guy parties his ass off, and he still almost won 200 games.
Just that well, remember, Gooden logic from the 30 for 30 was he didn't do it the day he was going to pitch. Fake. Remember, he claimed that.
Well, you know, it's psychologically addictive. I don't know if I buy that, but that's pretty hard to believe. It's more believable than Brett Favre taking 25 Vicodin a day and taking none on game day.
Yeah, the one day you would need them.
He's got diarrhea, but in the third quarter.
He totally would. A one, a two. Oh.
He would be very sick.
That's so ludicrous.
I know it is. Like, plus, he'd be fetal. He'd like be fetal in every huddle.
Does that make people feel any better? There he is in the third quarter.
Hot, Hike.
Is that just his way of helping people justify? Well, he never took it during the game, so
I don't know.
Everything's A-okay.
It's really stupid. He had a great year too.
Oh, of course he did. He wasn't feeling any pain.
If I could infield year was
he didn't
a
care where
year.
He threw it. He didn't care if he was going to get hit. He was dominating. And it was entertaining as hell. So thank you, Brett Favre.
I enjoyed your
addiction. That kind of reminds me. You saw all the cool coverage about Tyler Skaggs, the pitcher that died.
Yeah, I did. You know, I got annoyed by it, though. I'll tell you why.
I think I might know, but go ahead.
Okay. The coolest thing was, and we don't know why this guy died. Are people throwing irresponsible speculation out
there?
There's been some.
What is the irresponsible speculation?
The irresponsible.
Besides yours, Brandon. Okay. Yours is the worst I've heard.
Okay. Oh, well, let's hear that one first.
Well, he passed away at the age of 27, and you know, immediately they said that there was no foul play. It wasn't suicide.
Yeah.
And they said originally that there's no indication this is any kind of an overdose. Well, since then, some people have questioned whether or not it was an opioid. I was worried at first because, in full disclosure, he was on my fantasy baseball team.
Yeah.
So it was tough on me.
We heard your press release. Thoughts and prayers.
But I didn't know. With all these things they're ruling out, I got scared for a minute, and I was like, I hope it's not autoerotic asphyxiation or whatever, you know, because that's tough.
That's a pretty rando thing to think of, Brandon.
But when they say that it's not this, 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 or this, and you don't think of a 27-year-old.
I don't know if I'd go there. I'd go to, he's got a hole in his heart or something.
Yeah.
Right. No.
Yeah, it's okay. Medical.
I wish I would have thought of that
straight
first.
To the dong. Well, clearly the guy was beaten up. He's in a hotel room by himself.
I was wrong. No, it's not correct. So don't go saying that Brandon said that.
I'm off. I don't want to be a red light to your green light thinking. So keep them coming.
But yeah. I believe that there was a newspaper somewhere in California that wanted to publish an article that mentioned opioids.
It wasn't an article. It was an editorial.
Okay.
And people flipped out because they were speculating that, you know, what the cause was. And
I'm glad people flipped out because I think it's insane what people say about people with no information whatsoever.
Yep.
But that's another story. The game itself, you know, they were honoring him the first game home, and it was really cool. Everybody wore number 45.
That's another story.
And his mom goes out on the mound and fires a perfect strike.
That was awesome. Oh, sign her up.
Oh, my God, was that cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, she looked great doing it. I was so happy for her, and I'm sure she's just so crushed by this. And then Mike Trout hits a home run in the first inning. It went 454 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so they start with the, oh, his number was 45, and the home run was 454 feet. Well, wait, his number wasn't 454. So but, what do you mean? They were saying, his number's 45, and it went 454 feet.
And then,
so 45 and 45. It's like, no, 454 and
backwards.
45. So that means they were 404 feet apart.
It's just the number popped up, 45, and then backwards it would be 45.
404 feet difference. No, it's not 45. It's 454.
It was then a cool little tidbit.
They scored seven runs in the first inning, and they scored 13 altogether. And how does that? What does that equal?
Seven, that equals
his birthday. 7/13.
7/13.
Yeah, but is that what people do? They go, okay, whatever happens in the first inning and the total runs is equal to the date that we'll use for.
Of course not.
It's just a fun little thing. Everybody was wearing a Skaggs jersey. They all wore 45 with Skaggs.
I like that. I said that. I thought that was great.
I think you could do that with almost any baseball
game. But suggesting that all these spooky things happen. Oh my God! They scored seven runs and they scored a total of 13.
Although,
that's 7/13 his birthday. Oh my God!
Combined no hitter last time that happened.
No hitter.
Last time that happened?
July 13, 1991. His birthday!
I'm just saying, that was really
kinda,
cool.
That was kind of interesting.
That one's kind of cool.
That was interesting.
The whole thing was really cool. The fact that the first game back at home where they honor him.
That part was cool. The jerseys.
Well, the fact that he wore number 454 and Trout hit a 454-foot home run was really cool. I didn't know he was number 454. That's the weird part.
I thought it was really cool.
I think the numerology is a little silly. People are coming up.
I thought it was beyond.
It has
silly.
Nothing to do with Tyler Skaggs, but it's no. It's just silly.
But overall, it was very cool and a no hitter that was amazing.
The numerology took away from the highlight, which was his mom throwing that first pitch. That was really
that
cool.
Was amazing. Over the past few decades, maybe you've been raising kids. Maybe they're in their teens, and maybe
I wish
you haven't been thinking. Oh, we got to talk about kids. By the way, I'm so. There's a
Uh-oh.
Story that has me so livid.
Uh-oh. Okay.
The person that's saying they're not going to have children. Did you hear about her?
I saw it. I can't remember who it was, though.
Well, that'll make
I know who it is.
You'll like it even better.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I know. And she, you know, this is so painful to her that she can't do this. She can't.
I'm
sure this will make all people who are fighting their asses off to raise kids feel
happy.
So much better.
Yeah, or people that want to have kids that are having trouble conceiving.
Yeah. And she would say, well, anyway, we'll get to that. Maybe you have a couple kids. Maybe that you hope they go to college. Maybe you need to plan for them to go to college, and you don't want them to take out millions of miles of loans, hundreds of thousands of dollars, or even $50,000. So you want to you want to try and put some money aside for them. Luke Nowacki would love to help you with a financial plan because you need a plan, not just for your kids' college, but for your retirement. Looking ahead a little bit, as painful as it is to do, maybe just look at the 401k and see if your investments are in line with your goals. Call Luke Nowacki's team at 248-663-4748. They work on many, many different things relating to, it could be your will, it could be life insurance, any type of question like that. Luke would love to help you with the answer. And your introductory meeting, of course, is complimentary. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Rollins Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Rollins Associates Incorporated is separately owned, other entities and or marketing, names, product services, reference here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. And yes, it is Who's jamming? Oh, there she is. There's my girl. Yeah. Miley Cyrus with just the most annoying. Why is she talking about this? No more words for Miley Cyrus, please.
No more words. That might be the severest one you've put out there.
Honest to God. She says, we're getting handed a piece of shit planet, and I refuse to hand that down to my child. So, Miley Cyrus will not be having children. The planet is too fucked up.
Oh, her kids are Mother Nature. Her kids are that special. They have to have a perfect planet.
Yes.
and ludicrous.
This makes me mad on so many levels. The first thing I thought of was, you know,
do something about it.
Well,
she's got plenty of money if she wants to help out.
I really don't think her child would have that terrible a time on the planet.
Her child would be very privileged and fortunate and lucky.
On planet Earth.
She was also lucky as fuck that she was a little child star.
Oh, yeah.
Because of her father. Until I feel like my kid would live on an earth with fish in the water, I'm not bringing in another person to deal with that.
Wait, there's no more fish? Where'd all the fish go?
Are we that close to having no fish?
I don't know. Don't you feel like she was really high and saw a documentary and just started spouting off?
How old is she now? She's probably only 22, 23.
Oh, no.
She older than that?
Yeah, isn't she? She is 26.
Okay. Stop acting like you're such a hero for not having kids while people are busting their ass to raise kids, you know, and not making a couple bazillion dollars a year because they were a child star.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really annoying. I don't know. If I was raising kids right now and I heard somebody saying, that's too fucked up, I would just be, fuck you. Fuck yourself.
I wish I had her resources.
Exactly. She also said, she thinks she speaks for millennials. She said, millennials don't want to reproduce because we know the earth can't handle it.
Yeah. Good job, millennials. Way to go, Brandon.
Is that true, Brandon?
I just had a child.
Good job. How selfish of you.
Did you feel that you were departing from your generation?
You know what I think? I think that now is the greatest time in the entire world in history to ever be alive. You can wake up, you can play with your phone, you can have video games and movies, you can eat the greatest of foods.
I think how much better it's going to be 5 years from now.
Exactly.
And then five years after that.
You're going to be blown away. I'm telling you.
And 5 years after that until the world ends.
I mean, I wouldn't want to. It's just like you in watching movies. You don't like watching anything on television or in film. That is before electricity.
No, you're right.
We're living in the best times.
Although, wait, the counter to that, though, is if you watch all the movies about things in the future, it's usually very dystopian and kind of sucks. So maybe she has a point.
Well, that's because it's a plot piece.
I have to say that I think I'm jealous of kids.
Jealous of kids?
Yeah, because they do have so many cool things. I mean, I think of the boring kid life that we had, and I think, I wish I was
you're
a kid
fine.
Now. Plus, the world's focused on kids.
I gotta tell you.
When I was a kid, believe me,
they don't
say,
know what they don't have.
No, I realize that. And I didn't know either.
Exactly.
You know, because...
it's not about the kids. It's about the parents having more shit for them to do. I told Charlotte this morning, you have too many toys. I can't remember.
I'm sure she understood.
Wait, it was something. There was some toy. Oh, she had like My Little Pony or whatever, and Annie brought it over to me. And
Annie's really getting around, isn't she?
My God, she doesn't stop. She was.
How old is Annie now?
15
months.
About April was her 1 year old birthday. She's been walking forever.
Yeah, I saw that video of her walking. I was like, damn, she is really getting around.
She was running around nude in the backyard the other day.
Yeah, boy.
How old is this kid?
She's supposed to get a diaper change. She just took off running nude. And like, yeah, this is going to be her in 18 years. Great. So she brought this toy over, and then Charlotte said, oh, she can have that. I don't want it anymore. I said, that's because you have too many toys. She goes, I don't play with it anymore.
You take this generous moment and shit on it.
Well, I'm like, it was very dismissive.
No, she didn't want the toy, obviously.
Incredibly dismissive.
If it was an important toy to her, would she have given it to Annie?
She would let her play with it, but she would kind of like, hover over it and take it back.
I would too.
Slightly possessive with it, but she's an incredible share. I'll give her that. But she was incredibly dismissive of this My Little Pony thing, and I'm like, you have too many toys. And her response was, you know what? I think Annie has too many toys. And walked away. Like,
that's a nice diversion.
What does that mean?
That's brilliant.
I don't like her getting the last word in.
genius,
it's a tough
genius,
gig. Genius.
A listener accused her of having vocal fry too after the last.
Ouch.
Charlotte and Daddy.
Well, she's young. Can be worked on.
I know. She does voices. I'm working on it.
No, do you ever feel jealous of kids? Because, I mean, they do. They have phones. They got iPads. They got.
Biggest thing that I.
If you give it to them.
The biggest thing that I've always envied.
Who doesn't?
This guy.
I drive around and I look in the back seats and the kids get to watch TV.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right. That to me, I wish I had that.
No, I remember.
So many road trips.
Honestly, driving to Tigers games, it's like, wait, we can't drive the 30 minutes of the Tiger game without a movie playing or something, you know? And I kind of felt like it. I guess I felt like a dick. Like, oh, I got to drive and look at the road for 30 minutes.
You're a chauffeur.
And, you know. Talking to me or having anything so outside bad. Of some major entertainment experience in the back seat would make it not worth the trip. We're going to fucking Tiger game.
I have this argument all the time with Charlotte because I won't give her the phone. I don't want her to. I want her to talk.
Oh, she
to
wants
me.
To be on the phone when you're in the car.
She wants to look. I want her to look outside. Well, she needs something to do. I'm like, you don't need anything to do. You can be bored.
Well, you know, I have to say something funny about this. When Evan got his license, he was lost all the time. He's like, where am I? I'm at,
really?
Before GPS, because he never looked out there. He's always watching a movie. He had no idea how to get to anywhere.
Fascinating. So Julie was taking the kids to go on a walk. I think at Cranbrook, you can walk on the grounds there. And she was meeting her friend Aaron, and they were taking her kids. But Aaron was like, I'll drive. Come over here. I'll drive. And they get in the car, and there's TVs in there. And it blew Charlotte's mind. she didn't know this was a thing. And so ever since then, it's been like, when we need a new car, you need to get TVs in. It's like, no, I'm not going to put a TV in there. I don't know why. I don't want her looking at screens.
I still get ignored as an adult. For example, this past week, just yesterday, I shot up to Port Austin to do a little kayaking. And I had Kristen and her two friends with us. Everybody gets bombed on the way home. They all fall asleep.
Oh, that's just the crap. Worst.
So I had to drive, you know, 2 hours pretty much in silence because if I turned up the radio too loud, I'd wake them up.
What?
Well, yeah.
I hate it when the driver's getting used. I think that's bullshit.
Okay, you know the way around this was my way around it for a long time.
Well, you could have had. You didn't have headphones?
I didn't have any earbuds or anything. I mean, I was listening to music, but every once in a while, like, Slipknot would come on and Kristen would wake up. We don't want to hear this. It's too heavy.
Sleeping. Shut up, lady. You're sleeping.
Shut up, you cranky drunk.
But that's what I was going to say. I had the Bluetooth earbud, and I would put it just in my left ear so nobody could see it because that's window side.
Oh.
And it worked like a charm till Julie noticed that one day. Like, what is that in your ear? Like, it's a nuts. Oh, Brian.
Again, he turns his he.
Way to put an end.
It's a directional fart right at the microphone.
His Sunday farts are way worse too.
Sorry. Continue, Mark.
I don't know where I'm done.
I messed it all up.
No, I just think the reason I'm jealous, and I'm not really jealous of kids, but I am a little bit jealous of kids. It's like all you hear about now is that everything is about the kids.
Well,
everything wasn't about the kids. I never heard that when I was a kid.
Just think about that next time you're in an Uber. Make sure you have a conversation with the driver.
I do talk to Uber drivers. Okay. I do.
Or your cabbie. Yeah, I do too. I like talking to them.
No, especially if I'm in Chicago or somewhere. And, yeah. You know, they usually, cabbies usually, they got their foot and feet on the ground.
Yeah.
You know what's going on.
But I'm sure so many people get in the back of an Uber or a Lyft and are just buried in their phone.
Oh, yeah.
No conversation.
But, you know,
with
in Chicago, when you get cab drivers, they're usually from another country. And yeah. I always find that interesting. Yeah. What country are they from? I like to guess in my mind, like, before I ask.
Yeah. See if your biases are real. See if your biases are correct. It's kind of a fun game.
Or just to see if you can figure it out. It doesn't have anything to do with biases necessarily. But, I don't know.
Of course it does. I didn't mean it was bad.
I don't really need to talk to kids when I'm in the car, but it just seems I just felt as a parental influence type person, as a parental influencer, we're all influencers.
It's the worst.
That it was just bad to. It just didn't feel right to me. But there probably was a tiny bit of jealousy there.
There's so much to learn by looking out a window.
Oh yeah, there is. I don't know. It seems like it's over. That's why I feel like there's really no point in talking about this stuff. It's over. It's done. There's no turning back.
What do you mean?
I don't want to turn. I don't want to turn people back from watching movies in cars if they want to watch movies in cars and nobody minds.
Just don't worry about
it.
Yeah,
just forget
it's
about
gone.
It.
It's gone.
It's like saying kids shouldn't have phones. And by the way, did I bring up my niece Alexis? My niece Stacy was here, and her husband John, and they got two cute girls. Alexis is 9. and Sophia is no, Alexis is 11 and Sophia is 9, and Alexis kept grabbing Stacy's iPhone. I mean, just like, and it was like, it was almost like Stacy didn't even notice the phone was gone because she just is so, she wants that phone so bad. And Stacy told me that Alexis has a friend, I guess, who lives down the street, who's 15, who has an Instagram account.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and she's really just caught up in this Instagram account and all these hot pictures this girl's taking.
I was like, these, you know, many, many millions of followers. I say there's no way, because nobody has any interest in these people.
And so anyway, Alexis, naturally, I was very interested in this. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, so Alexis, you probably want a phone about now. and she says, if you don't give me a phone for my birthday, I don't want anything.
Okay. Cool. Cool. Then you'll get nothing and you'll like it.
I know. I just loved her strategy, though. I thought it was pretty cool.
It's really hard.
I know. It's so really tough. Hard. I agree. It's terrible. It's so hard. Charlotte That's why Miley Cyrus makes me so fucking mad by saying that, you know, this really hurts me, but I'm not going to have any kids to plan. Fuck you. There are people raising kids who are fighting the battle every fucking day. Don't tell us. The fucking planet isn't good enough for your stupid brat.
Miley, your kids wouldn't care about that because they'll be buried into an iPad.
Yeah,
anyway.
They'll be buried in their phone.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
They'll be delighted.
The future of this world is going to be just like, and I hope, Brandon, you get this reference. Remember the end of WALL-E when they're out in space and everyone just floats around on a chair that moves for them and they got a little pad? In their own little padded world.
To tell you the truth, I always thought
that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it looked kind of fun. They were in this great recliner, drinking Slurpees, watching TV.
Huge and fat. That's right, the Slurpees. That's the future of the world.
The chair.
Did that Miley Cyrus story hit you the same way it hit me?
I just kind of rolled my eyes at it because I feel it's not genuine.
I guess I should have rolled my eyes, but I'm just
trying
tired.
To make an environmental point, and it just comes across as really vapid.
I know. I'm tired of these people who think they're making these incredible statements. Oh, my God. It's like the 500th person to bitch about the Trump tweet. I mean, they think they're going to say something that's so special and unique. Well, this came out of left field, so... I'm waiting for other people to say the same
was
thing.
Was she being interviewed? Like, why?
I don't know. I have no idea. But, I mean, she went on and on about it. It wasn't like it was just something that somebody twisted out of, twisted her words around.
How much is she donating to the
Yeah, she did do some large interview where she talked about a whole bunch of things, including when she first had sex, she felt really bad about being, you know, playing Miley Cyrus on that TV show for Nickelodeon. And that she's finally found herself at age 26.
What are you talking about?
Very deep.
You got a lot more to learn, honey.
I'm just tired of all these voices. No more words for you, Miley Cyrus. No more words for you. Oh, my God. Wouldn't it be nice if you could shut up? Think if we could all pick one person we could make to shut up. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, wow. That'd be fantastic.
God, what if you shut 10 people up? Who would you shut up?
Well, does everybody get this power, or is it just...
I think it's like a star chamber of people. Okay. The shut up star chamber.
Because I'll let someone else use it on Trump.
Oh yeah. Well, he'd be the first one. About 53% of the people would shut up.
Yeah, but I don't want to waste mine on him.
Man. No, you don't need to.
Huh?
Somebody will take care of that. Actually, that's funny. All the politicians will be shut up.
Yeah, they would be first.
I was really bummed about Ross Perot's death. I really thought that was kind of a mist.
Yeah, someone shut him up.
But he was a good guy. You know, he's a small town guy.
Great guy.
But then I thought, no, I'm just being romantic about it because actually, you know, a guy like him maybe doesn't fit today. I don't know. Is there room for a Ross Perot now? Would he be
there
too
be a
square?
Sucking sound.
Because he looks pretty prophetic. A lot of the things he said.
Sure. I don't know. It's that, you know, everybody wanted the businessman running the country. Now that's what they have.
But this guy would not have gotten the vitriol Trump gets. No way.
Well, I don't think he'd invite.
Wasn't that kind of
guy. I don't
think
he'd invite much of it either.
No, he wouldn't. And he wouldn't.
Oh, it would have been interesting.
He would not just, and anybody who bitched at him, he would not have to throw back 10 times the animosity in reverse.
Would have been really interesting.
I think it would have been. I liked his voodoo stick.
His voodoo stick. He's a little wacky.
Clark was obsessed with his voodoo stick. I don't think he was as nuts as people made him out to be. He's quirky.
Yeah.
But he was charming, too.
That's why Forbes didn't have a chance when he ran, because he was too much of
such
a nerd.
Drag, yeah. Well, how far in are we, Brandon?
Or Nader?
115.
115? Is that all?
Yes.
Hey, regarding,
been here for hours.
Regarding social, did you see this guy that got arrested for... I found this when I was honestly trying to find the dumb millionaire or billionaire bracket to do the bracket. It's really hard to find.
Oh, yeah.
You know, people. But I found this story, which just happened over the weekend. And this story has everything we hate about it in it. But you got to read it straight through because there's so many things to hate about it on both sides.
As soon as someone says that someone is an influencer, I almost automatically hate the person. Sure. I know that's not fair.
Well, it's got a stigma attached to it. It's a person that doesn't do anything.
But
it's a Kardashian type
stigma. To think
of
someone as having influence, I tend to think of someone who's earned influence, who has done something to earn it. And these people have done nothing but get a lot of people to go, click!
Yeah, you're hot, click.
Or yeah, I'll follow you.
Yeah.
They click the follow button. Okay.
I don't even know who, I've never even heard of this guy.
I've never heard of him either.
I don't know anything about him.
Social, but he's very handsome.
Oh, so you like what you see?
Yes. Social media influencer Ray Diaz arrested by Los Angeles police Friday on suspicion of sexual assault with his underage ex-girlfriend, claiming he physically and emotionally abused her. The 33.
Yes. Then here comes the real issue behind all this.
Self-described entrepreneur. Oh, because he has 3 million followers, he's an entrepreneur? Yeah, really?
Apparently.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's an influencer because he has that many followers. He's probably an entrepreneur based on whatever he throws his money at. He probably just, that means I don't have a normal 9-to-5.
I got to ask you something. 33-year-old Instagram person, it seems to me, would be losing that connection.
Yep.
Can you see what kind of responsiveness he's getting out of his 3 million followers? Because that's the big bullshit.
Much lately. He doesn't work. I mean, he loves it. He loves it.
Before he got arrested, is he getting millions of retweet or clicks and likes? And
what's his name?
Ray Diaz.
Yeah.
Arrested at 5 a.m. before charged were announced shortly before midnight. After thorough investigation, LAPD detectives from the Elite Robbery Homicide Special Assault Section arrested 33-year-old social media personality Ray Diaz for sexual assault in San Diego. I wonder what he does to entertain people on Instagram. Is he just hot?
He has 100,000 Twitter followers.
Why is his account private?
He's been, I think they made it private.
How many likes does he get on his tweets?
I'll have to go to it. He is a former member of Jake Paul's Team 10.
Oh, that's why. Okay. Yeah.
He's a little old to be part of Jake Paul's
team. He's got his own YouTube channel and just, you know, 340,000 views on videos.
Yeah, wow.
It's crazy.
So keep going. What did he do?
LAPD announces investigating allegations of physical abuse and sexual relations against the social media celebrity on Thursday after Diaz's underage girlfriend. Okay, we know that. Angelica Salick, a 17-year-old actress and model.
Have you not put the connection yet? She's 17. He's 33.
Yeah.
Been dating her for a year. I mean, that's statutory rape.
Well, that's like the teacher and the 17-year-old. The judge said, I understand. I can tell you're in love with her. And I was just like, what? First of all, it's a teacher. It doesn't matter.
No.
If it's a teacher. Teacher, student. No.
This guy uses influence. He's an influencer.
Yeah, this happens with these influencers all the time. They get DM'd by these hot girls. And what do you know? They end up having sex with so many of them. And this underage thing, just like the guy remember we went through that guy's whole apology, that bullshit, that loser who's going to prison, by the way. Year-long relationship claimed the much older Florida-born man was emotionally and physically abusive after they began dating when she was just 16. Interviewer Selick shared videos of a man she claimed was Diaz telling her to kill herself and threatening her with violence. Oh, and he's still an influencer after all this?
Which is really interesting, though, because... You know, those are just accusations thrown up on social media by her.
Mm-hmm.
But at least
she shared videos. In the video, he says, I'm going to end up punching you so fucking hard, as she sobs.
Nice guy.
So, I mean, there's something at least more than a...
But I just wondered if she wasn't underage, would they still go after this guy?
Probably not. But she is underage.
Oh, I know, which has been...
Yeah, how many other underage girls does this guy hit on?
Yep. Well, there's been one more that's come forward.
After Diaz is released from jail on Saturday. Oh, yeah, it reminds me. Epstein. A dozen more so far.
Mm-hmm.
So far. Selick shared a tearful video saying she was scared to go home, said it was unfair the actor had been released on just $50,000 bond.
So that's another problem. How often do we talk about bail?
I know.
Bond.
I know. It's unbelievable.
He's 50 grand and he's out.
Yeah, which is nothing.
I know, she's freaked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't blame her. I don't know. These guys who think, well, they don't think, they can. They can beat up their girlfriends, their wives or whatever, and, you know, it's just a little bail money away, and they're right back at it, just like the guy that shot his ex-girlfriend in the head, her boyfriend, and her 8-year-old boy with him, and he pistol-whipped his 3-year-old with the girl. Great he guy. was out on $250 bail a month earlier for domestic violence on the same girl.
Nice.
And not to mention all the other charges before. Oh, God, it's just exhausting, isn't it?
Did you see 48 Hours?
Yes. I'm glad you brought
that
up.
Just kind of went along the same way.
Yeah.
But I know. Much stranger
that
story.
That is just the weirdest story. That Blake LaBelle is his name. And Obscura, I started listening to this Obscura podcast last night on Blake LaBelle. Obscura is a true crime podcast. God, these true crime podcasts are just killing it.
Yeah,
there might be a few. They all seem to do pretty well.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the cool thing about podcasts. It seems like people that dig podcasts, suddenly they dig 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's great. I mean, it's like making your own radio station.
Yep. Yeah.
And this Obscura thing had so many warnings. I was thinking, oh my God, is this a real? It also had kind of a dark looking logo. I thought, are they sort of celebrating the violent aspects of this crime? Or
sucked you in?
I didn't get very far. I was falling asleep. But yeah, he. Oh my God, is that a weird crime?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, this guy's born into all this money. His father dies. He and his brother split $12 million. Mm-hmm. And they immediately go to Hollywood. I'm a filmmaker.
I know. What a great way to blow all your money.
I know. What a joke. And so this guy is a dopey looking guy, right?
Yeah. But he knew it.
Yeah.
He knew the only reason hot chicks liked him was because he had money.
So he gets with this girl and she's beautiful. Wasn't she a model, the first one he had the baby with? The second baby's on the way, and he dumps her right before she gives birth because he doesn't like the baby. He's jealous of the babies. She didn't pay attention to me. She's a fucking baby. Just like Tommy Lee, by the way. Same thing.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee hit Pam Anderson when she was holding the baby. Brandon. He was pissed because the baby was getting all her attention.
Yeah.
So, I mean, isn't it?
And after he wrote a song about him, too. Stupid.
I know. Can you believe people can be so stupid? So he starts nailing this other chick.
Who he knocked up.
He knocks her up. Idiot. And the first one is in this mansion. Mm-hmm. The second one is in this beautiful condo he bought. And then when this chick has the baby, she moves the baby in with her mother so she can fix the relationship because he's so jealous of the baby.
Yeah, because he's banging another chick, too.
Yeah, he's banging a third chick, too, who he sexually assaulted.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the mother is trying to get into the apartment because she can't get a hold of her daughter, the new mom, and the police won't go in. Well, it turns out he scalps her, basically bleeds her out completely. Well,
when they find the body, it's like, oh, cool, what's a kid person's dead. It looks like a normal death, and they lift the head up. That's when they see the body was scalped, and nobody could figure anything out until they brought all the luminol in.
Oh, my God. Blood everywhere. All those rooms. How does anyone bleed so much?
I don't know. And he did it on purpose. He bled her out.
And it sounded like that some of the torture, she was alive while he scalped her.
Mm-hmm. Which was also the plot to a graphic novel he was putting out. Which, come on. You can't kill someone based on your plot of your book.
But here he was already being investigated for assaulting. I think it was rape. Didn't she call it rape?
The girl, yeah, the third girl? One, yeah.
What a fucking loser.
So
just
awful.
A loser. Yeah. Ugh.
And, man, what a transformation from before he was arrested to in court. He put on, what, 350 pounds about?
He packed on some pounds.
How did he pack on that many pounds in jail?
I don't know. It was kind of amazing, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, he was really big. That reminds me of a true crime thing I was watching the other night on ID. When I saw the R. Kelly story, who's arrested by the feds Thursday night, you want to play the press conference where his PR guy?
His crisis manager. Which?
How could you hire on to be this guy's crisis manager? I don't want to manage his crisis.
Well, I would not pick this guy to be my crisis manager solely based on his hairstyle alone. Didn't you see his hairstyle?
I didn't see this.
It's
I just heard it when you were playing.
Ponytail. I don't know. It's hard to explain. And then he's got just a like a goatee, just a chin.
Is that him?
Goatee.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fade's great, though.
Fade's sharp, yeah, but you got to see the profile version.
All right.
He's in Cook County right now. He's been held. He's probably going to be arraigned sometime today.
Well, I thought he went to New York.
He's probably going to have his bond hearing sometime next week. Any questions?
I got a question. Where is my daughter at? Where's Jocelyn Sack? We don't want to come to hear your lies. Where is my daughter at?
Let me talk. Where's First of all, I know nothing.
You don't know nothing.
You're going to ask my question?
I'm going to let you answer.
Okay,
go ahead.
But you got to be quiet. Let me talk.
Answer it.
First of all, your daughter, I have nothing to do with your daughter.
We know, but
hold up a second. What?
Hold up a second.
I thought you didn't know her.
Hold up.
He was at the Trump Tower yesterday.
Had no meeting.
I was not at Trump Tower.
I said we was at Trump Tower yesterday. She wasn't there. Well-being check.
I moved her.
Okay, so come on. I ain't moved nobody.
The well-being check.
You a part of his camp, right?
I'm not a part of his camp.
Why are you speaking for him right now?
Hold on a second. Let me explain something to you right quick.
Are you speaking for him right now?
Let me explain something to you right quick.
Yeah, he is.
I'm not going to allow you to come in my press conference.
Oh, my press conference. Fuck you.
Listen.
Use your common sense.
What do you mean?
Let's be intelligent.
Let's be intelligent. What a dick.
Are y'all going to let me answer the
question? Go ahead.
First of all, Mr. Kelly, I haven't been in Chicago in a week.
Lie.
Okay?
Hold up. Let him talk.
Nope. Y'all going to let me answer my questions?
Go ahead.
Okay. Y'all coming at me as if I have your daughter.
No.
I'm not. Hold up a second. I'm not a part of any camp. I am a contract worker who's hired to do a job. No different from these people with these cameras right here.
So who hired?
Hold on a second. I don't work for Mr. Kelly.
Who hired?
I work for Mr. Stephen Greenberg.
What?
Okay? Now, hold on.
Oh, bullshit. He bills Kelly.
Yeah.
I haven't been paid.
Are you not a good
Hold up a second.
Let him talk.
So many people have been stealing my money.
I put my own way. I do my own thing.
We're not worried about the money.
Hold on a second.
We don't care about the money.
I feel like this guy's just trying to save his own ass now.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Here's where we are. Now, let me say this right here. I have my sympathy for you guys. I haven't been around here. I just got here.
I think you just think he's fired for that.
Whatever you guys went through that, that was long before me. I have nothing to do with anything anybody told you in the past what happened. I tried to negotiate something with you guys. It didn't work out. Now,
zero.
I personally don't know your daughter. I met your daughter 6 times. I've seen her in and out of Trump Towers. I haven't seen anything that I would say is suspicious or harmful to your daughter. Zero. Okay? Now,
zero.
The person you should be addressing this to is Mr. Kelly and Mr. Kelly's attorney. I can't tell you anything about your daughter. I don't work for your daughter. I work for Mr. Greenberg, Mr. Steve Greenberg, who's the attorney.
Well, I have a job just like you're doing this cooking, on R. Kelly's behalf.
You know, give me a break.
A patrolman, that's what I do. I have absolutely nothing to do with your daughter. I have sympathy for you guys, but that's not my job. Okay?
I'm trying to find where the dad gets
more animated. Because dad's pissed. Okay, we can do it.
I don't blame him.
My press conference. I'll sit with you guys and talk to you guys, okay?
No, you won't.
Let me ask you a question. Warn you early.
Jump forward, CB.
I don't know yet.
Oh, here we go.
I'm here today. This is where I am. Dan's going to have a conversation. I'm not going to
flew in on a helicopter.
Everywhere. Mr. Kelly is one of my clients. That's it.
I thought you didn't work for him.
You didn't work for him.
Before I got there. So I'm going to talk to you guys.
Talks in circles.
That's what I heard when I got here.
But give it up.
Can you say one more time what your name is?
Daryl Johnson. They counsel the beat.
Let me find the other video because the dad gets even more pissed off.
He had to be restrained.
Later. Yeah.
Good for him, man. There's a little bit of good news for that dad too.
Nightmare. Yeah, the daughters were evicted. Two girls were evicted from Trump Tower.
Mm-hmm.
What? He wasn't paying his rent?
No, there's no way he was. So they evicted him, and he said that father said.
How ironic that he's in Trump Tower.
Yeah, no, I mean, someone will probably make some weird connection.
Outside of Trump Towers, and
turn it up a little bit.
Nothing.
I think it's as loud as it goes.
The same charges a decade ago.
Where's my daughter at?
He's like a foot from him.
He walks right up to him too.
Good.
Right now in jail. I want to know where my daughter is. Where is she at? Answer that question.
Miss Kelly was arrested yesterday.
Answer that question.
Walking his dogs yesterday.
Move.
After he walked his dogs.
He's just
is that his wife? That was hot. His wife's
yeah,
hot.
That's right.
Northern
yeah.
District
Damn.
Of Illinois. And the
Illinois.
Eastern District of
He's basically saying nothing. This guy is overpaid. Whatever they're paying him. whatever he's being paid is too much.
The crisis is not at all any better managed after this press conference.
I think it's worse. He made the...
Let me talk.
You don't know nothing. Okay, that's part of the same.
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart because my heart is so big.
You know, can you imagine being these parents? And why can't she talk to her parents?
Because R. Kelly would not allow her to. Now it sounds like he's got hope. This dad has hope because he knows where she is and she's okay. And
well, I read a story and I've read it a couple times now. And I totally understand. He's very concerned. You know, they had a suicide watch for R. Kelly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they well, no, it doesn't bother me at all. But he apparently is on the edge, as I think one can understand. Somebody who is revered at the level he is and runs his world exactly as he sees. You know, just like Michael Jackson. Remember what happened to Michael Jackson when he was on trial? Mm-hmm. He's walking in like a zombie. He's on so much shit.
In his jammies.
Yeah, because Michael Jackson makes his own rules. He has sex with 10-year-olds.
Yeah.
He has them overnight in his bed all by himself. The parents are sent off somewhere else. Everybody's okay.
It's like Keith Raniere when he got arrested.
Yeah, I'm sure that was a shock to his system.
Vanguard.
You know, Jackson, I want propofol to put me to sleep. Boom, hire a doctor. He's got propofol to go to sleep. I want to buy children. I don't want a wife. I just want to buy kids. Yeah, buys kids. I mean, look at what these people, the way they're able to control their worlds, and all of a sudden R. Kelly is not able to. So he's allegedly on suicide watch. Well, the parents, that guy and his wife, say that they believe, and I think they've been told this by a third party and also by their daughter in one of their rare contacts, that if they don't back off, that she and R. Kelly have a suicide pact.
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty disconcerting,
I would say.
Because R. Kelly, I do not believe he can live in prison. I don't believe that.
Really?
I don't think so.
I don't believe a guy with that kind of ego, though, would even think about committing suicide. He probably will think he can beat it till the day he dies.
He's 52 years old, and he still thinks he can pull 17-year-olds whenever he wants and do whatever he wants, pee on them and do all the stuff he loves to do. Yeah, he has been. He does it his way. I don't think Michael Jackson could have survived in prison.
Oh, that would have been great.
I know.
Cosby's surviving. Cosby put out a nice message.
Sounds like he's having a nice time.
Amen. Yeah. No sense of irony in his statement.
I know.
But it's interesting, though, this R. Kelly thing is, you know, these are the feds that busted him. And the reason they really got him this time is because they have 20 new sex tapes.
Wow.
And how did they get them? From people inside his inner circle.
Oh, really?
Enablers and employees handed the videos over, presumably for their own.
Yeah, so they can get out of whatever they're in.
Yeah. Own immunity.
Can you imagine what's on those videos? There's probably so much urine. Oh, my God.
Oh, gross. From his brother, you mean? I'm going to say that about every video. That's my brother again, man. I don't know why he made all these tapes.
They don't even look that much alike. They really don't.
True, I know.
I can't believe that jury. I'm so pissed at that jury. And by the way, there is also witness tampering in that case, and the feds are charging him with that because there were people in that 14-year-old's family who were given large sums of money not to testify or to testify a certain way, and she wouldn't testify. So you had 11 people who positively identified her teammates on her basketball team, her coach, her teachers, all these people. Parents get up there, nah, it's not her. It's crazy. She won't testify.
It's funny. It's not only the Attorney General in Northern Illinois, but of course New York too, Eastern District of New York.
Wow, it's a busy district.
So he's cooked. He's getting out of this.
I don't think so.
Sorry.
And there's so many. I mean, can you imagine the next guy that thinks, shit, I might be in trouble? He comes up with another 150 tapes.
Yeah.
There's so many tapes. The guy taped sex every time. It sounds like.
Remember the fun fact about it too. He would fill up an iPad and then just
buy another iPad. Well, you can't erase the stuff. You can't erase what you've already got, all those memories.
You could store it somewhere.
Those memories.
Just feel like there's just a pile of iPads.
He doesn't want to make another generation of it.
Every night before
it's
he goes
to bed. It's too good.
Where are those iPads at? In cases of fire. It's the first thing I'm grabbing, my iPads. And he's got like three it's crates. Like
closets piled up.
Probably.
Ridiculous.
Ordered like Epstein. Girl number one.
Oh, my God. I know. That was so brutal.
Those are just commodities to these monsters.
So I'm watching ID Channel. And
of course.
They have this. Yeah, what else would I watch? And there's this story. I'm trying to think, is it Forbidden Love? That might be the name of the show. It really doesn't matter. All the shows are kind of... They have different names, basically, just to tell you about a murder and a different... And you just go, oh, my God, Forbidden Love. Wow, that's got
to
be great.
To make sure you didn't watch it already before.
Yeah, pretty much.
They have to organize them like Epstein.
They probably do the same story under six different shows.
Why don't they just do it like Epstein? Death, number one.
And it's a story about this 14-year-old girl, and she's kind of falling for this stock boy at the grocery store. And first of all, I was like, the stock boy? What the hell? Anyway, you know, he's got a truck, and he's 19, and
cool.
He's really mature.
Cool.
And
starting to like this guy.
He's into her, and she's only 14. And so she starts, you know, oh, I'm sick, Mom. I got to stay home today. So you know, then he comes over to the house, and they have sex. And, you know, they're madly in love before you know it. But she can't tell her mom because
it's forbidden love.
Her mom doesn't allow her. That's why it's forbidden. Her mom won't allow her to date till she's 16.
Yeah, good rule.
And so the mom figures out something's going on. And actually, somebody from the supermarket calls her and says, hey, I just think you should know your daughter is here all the time talking to this guy who's almost 20 years old. And it bothers me. And the mother's like, what? And she'd been lying, saying she was taking some after-school course or something. Ugh. And so there's just this pile of lies. The mother keeps, you know, breaking them down one by one.
This is why you can never trust your children.
I know. It's really hard. Then the daughter, get this. She makes this, I forget what she called it. It was like a hate scrapbook where she, you know, all these pictures.
A burn book?
It might have been a burn. Maybe it was a burn
from,
book.
From what movie was that? The hell's that famous movie? Whatever.
You're talking about Mean Girls.
Mean Girls and their burn books.
Yeah, it's all these pictures of this guy making fun of him, you know?
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
She's like, oh, so you don't like him anymore? No, I don't like him anymore. It was fake. She was trying to convince her mom that she was over this. I know.
It's kind of admiring that.
It's pretty amazing. So then the mother and the older daughter start kind of surveilling the daughter. And the daughter is going nuts, and he's going nuts because they can't, they're like, you know, magnets. They just have to be together. And she insists that she's madly in love with him, you know, to a couple of her friends. Then they threaten to nail him for statutory rape. And so the guy comes to the house with flowers for the mom and says, it's over, we're just friends. And, you know, and the mother,
I don't believe him.
She wants to believe this,
yeah.
You know, every time this comes up. And then shortly after that, the sister, going through the girl's room, finds a scrapbook with pictures of them making out in his bed, in her bed.
Oh, boy.
Everywhere else. Yeah, she had like a giant scrapbook full of pictures of them making out.
Ugh.
And doing various things.
Great.
So the mother is like...
Nice the sister snooping, by the way.
I know. I was pissed at the sister, too.
Well, yeah.
She was the Linda Tripp of this whole affair.
But her mom put her up to it. She already surveilled.
Yeah. Yeah, the sister was definitely on the attack.
I just have a feeling, though, when mom said, why don't you go check your sister's room, see if you can find anything, and then she comes back 10 seconds later, here it is! Like, she already knew it was in there.
They made it seem
snooping.
That way on the...
oh, really?
Yeah, I forgot the reason the girl was sent to the room. But, yeah, she did come up with the scrapbook right away.
Pretty quick, yeah.
So then the mom comes home one day from work, and there's all these cops at the house.
Oh, no.
And the 19-year-old and her daughter had a suicide pact. They were dead on the back porch, shot themselves in the head. I know. Incredible. I was not expecting that watching it either. I was like, oh, my God.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
What a loser that guy is.
I know. Fucking loser. That reminds me of Brandon sent this in his prep. Brandon's prep.
Oh, cool. Thanks.
The guy that shot the quote unquote intruder.
Oh, I don't believe
it was his
that
wife.
Story.
I don't think I believe it either.
It was Oscar Pistorius.
1:50 in the morning, and the mom of a 2 and 4 year old was coming. Was she coming home from somewhere?
Yeah.
So what? He doesn't know that she's out.
You know that. You would know that.
And he just shoots. Oh, I thought it was intruder. Boom, dead.
No, I don't believe it. Plus,
She was a bigger
person. He's in jail.
She was a bigger person, too, so it's like, would you think that person would be intruding? I mean, you would know your way around the house. I don't know. I don't know what you would think an intruder would be.
Well, all I know is...
It was like too convenient of a story.
This, you know, unfortunately, this is the problem. I know a lot of people, and I understand this, want to have a gun to protect your family or protect your house or whatever, but if this guy didn't have a gun...
In that area, too,
If he didn't mean to shoot her. This doesn't happen very often, but once in a while. And then I was reading that story, Brandon, and there was a connecting story, which I linked to, of this this woman in Alabama who was in some road rage thing, and two cars chasing each other around and, you know, just screaming and yelling. She pulls a gun out to shoot the guy in the other car and shoots her own husband in the head.
What?
Yeah, she's like shooting over him or something.
Dope.
Shot her husband in the head.
Wow.
That doesn't sound like practicing good gun safety.
Well, she wanted to shoot somebody in a road rage.
Huh. Does that person in the road rage know that they were the intended target?
Probably not.
And how absolutely lucky they are.
That's really interesting.
And did they come back and then taunt her?
You dumbass!
Look what you did.
Shot your husband. Serves you right.
Peels out.
Does donuts
around the car?
I apologize. But what are you doing? You can't do this. You know, I got a couple of kids in this car. You can cause an accident and get someone killed.
This guy's alive, I guess. I don't know if he's going to make it. But
oh, he's alive?
Yeah, he's alive.
Boy, he's got one over her for the rest of his life. Remember the time you tried to shoot somebody and shot me in the face?
What's she doing shooting in the first place?
Exactly. She's an idiot.
You know, it happens all the time. I mean, road rage that never gets better, does it? Doesn't seem like there's always road rage, no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter what state of mind the world is in, there's always people get so mad.
That's how much traffic sucks.
It does suck. But I just, you know, when you flip the bird at somebody, you're just basically playing Russian roulette that it's going to be the wrong guy. And I got to tell you, I was at Saturday, there was a softball game at Martin Park in Ferndale, and Charlie was playing, and Amy Andrews was playing.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
I'm trying to think who else. Bill McAllister. There were a bunch of people playing, Joanne Parton. And so I was just hanging out with Matt watching. And
was this for something? Was it a charity?
Yeah, I think it was a charity game. I don't know. It was never really clear on that. But on the way home, you know, I don't really know the east side of... Of course, I don't know the east side of Ferndale from Woodward very well. That slum. I never go over there. I'm kidding.
You mean the Woodward Heights area?
Is that what it's called?
I think east of...
honestly, that side of Woodward is... It looks pretty nice.
Don't backtrack now. Double down on it.
No, someone...
So what happened in this shithole?
I was telling someone where I live, and they were like, well, I'm on the other side of Woodward. You know, like I was showing off saying I lived on this side.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm driving back and there's a four-way stop. And I stopped just before this car on my right stopped at his. And I started to go forward and all of a sudden this big truck just starts rumbling into the intersection. And so I stopped. And this guy like gave me this look as he drives by like, like his head swivels like you're not going to dare make a face at me or anything. And
very
I was like,
disapprovingly.
And I kind of stared at him the whole way, but I wasn't going to flip the bird or anything. I was like, this guy was just looking for... He just looked at me like he was really pissed.
Looking for trouble.
How dare I start into the intersection?
Those damn West Side Woodward people.
Yes.
Coming into my territory. I don't get it, because honestly, the big problem is most people don't walk away or get away from a situation like that. You're in the car. It's typically pretty easy to get away from a situation. Most of the time. Sure, those cases where the people will follow someone.
Oh, yeah.
That's frightening.
That's really not that uncommon.
No. But to fire a gun from your car is just
I know. It's incredible.
Insane.
It really is just amazing. So, over the weekend, I got that.
Wait a minute.
You got me that crazy book about Epstein.
Yeah.
Which
orgy pudding and pie.
Yeah, it's pretty funny because this guy, you know, for example, he says the Clintons murdered Vince Foster.
Yeah,
it's one of those crazy
books.
Yeah. But there's a lot of real stuff that I've read previously, and you know, the better choice was the Wayne Kramer book from the MC5, the hard stuff, dope crime, the MC5, My Life of Impossibilities.
Yeah.
I blew through this book so fast. It is a great, great book by Wayne Kramer. I mean, just phenomenal. What a crazy life this guy had. First of all, the MC5, who I've admired for a long time, and I like them better and better all the time. The more I am able to see of them and hear of them, I just think they're fantastic, and they were so sort of in their own category. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people compared them to Hendrix at the time because, you know, they had this really two-pronged guitar attack with Wayne Kramer and Fred Sonic Smith.
Yeah.
They were heavy.
It's hard to find bands that were original.
It is. And I was listening to Fred Sonic Smith's band, Destroy All Monsters, too. Pretty interesting band. And Ron Ashton from the Stooges with Fred Sonic Smith. And they had a female singer named Niagara, I think her name was. A lot of people don't like her singing, but God, that band rocked. A rock and roll! But honestly, seeing the MC5 is a lot different than hearing them. They really were quite a live act. And I swear to God, Wayne does this almost like a moonwalk. It's like a pre-Jackson moonwalk.
Should sue Jackson.
Should.
State.
But it's just an incredible story from the connection with the White Panthers,
mm-hmm.
which really, if they only had not been so political, I think they would have been a lot better off.
John Sinclair?
Yeah, John Sinclair and his bust. And, you know, a lot of it has to do with drugs. And Wayne himself, it takes a long time, but he says, wow, I am responsible for all these fuck-ups. It's no one's fault but mine. But for a long time, he blamed, you know, John Sinclair, the record company, you know, his rightful place had been stolen from him, that kind of thing. But at some point, I want to say, you know, around the late 90s, maybe 2000, he sobered up. And, God, you know, when you read these bios and you read about how hard these people party for so
yeah.
How are they still standing? Holy fuck.
A lot of them don't make it.
I know, but a lot of them do. And he was drinking a lot of booze, man.
Well, I think the gold standard is still Keith Richards.
Yeah. Although, I'm not sure how long Keith was really going hard. Probably for a good long time. Anyway, and Wayne just gets into everything. I mean, it's like he'll take anything he can get his hands on. Because from 73.
Yeah.
Who's calling, Brandon? No. Don't know? You want to answer? Because we called a couple people. From 73 till around the late 90s, he is just broke.
Really?
Yeah, just broke.
I feel like he's working all the time or was now playing with people. Yeah. Yeah.
Now he is. And he was playing a lot then with different, you know, he got together with, what's his name? Johnny Thunders. From the New York Dolls.
Oh, really? Okay.
And Johnny Thunders had a solo act after that. He's one of these guys that people just love to see because you never knew when he's going to fall off the stage.
Oh, boy.
He was a big junkie. And he wrote about being a junkie. And he's a really mythical figure. He's the guy that died in New Orleans because he'd just gotten paid for a tour and he had a giant roll of cash.
Yeah.
And these guys said, hey, let's go party. Yeah. And they wanted to roll him for the cash. So...
Didn't he get the wrong stuff, too?
Yes. He got some, I think it was some bad acid.
And I feel like the lady on the Leprechaun story got a hold of the wrong stuff. Basically what happened.
He took some, I think it was some bad acid, and then he had these boxes and boxes of methadone because he was going to sober up.
Yeah.
And so he just started like throwing methadone in his system, hoping anything to, you know, to bring me down somehow. And he just OD'd wildly. Wildly OD'd.
Can you imagine that?
No. They said they saw all the empty boxes of the methadone. Oh. And they were like, oh, my God, he couldn't have taken all this. But he'd just gotten there, and they knew he'd brought this supply of methadone to sober up.
Oh, boy.
I know. It was just sounded so awful. But Wayne played with him for a while. What was that band? Gang War. In fact, I got to listen to some Gang War because that's a cool combination.
It's a great name, too.
I mean, if they ever like were semi-sober for a day, I'd love to hear what they did because I love Johnny Thunders.
Gang War.
I
don't see anything.
Yeah, and Johnny Thunders is around here. And unfortunately, Johnny was embezzling money from the band for his heroin habit. And then they were playing a gig in East Lansing. And Wayne was describing it as, man, it's one of the best gigs post MC5. Great crowd. We just rocked it. And the guy's paying us. He pays us a bonus because he was so pumped about the show. And then finds out that Johnny Thunder stole money from the guy's office.
Oh, great.
So the cops are called.
Not the best guy you want to be mixed up with.
I know. And they end up giving all the money back, going, here, we just want to get out of here with our lives. So, yeah, Johnny Thunders was bad news. But when he was on, he was on.
Here we go. Here's Gang War. Let's see. What's their big? It's only one album.
Okay.
So it's him and Wayne Kramer.
I couldn't get over that Johnny Thunders lived around here. I had no idea.
For Gang War!
Oh, that's an MC5 song, but must be him and Thunders. Is there a video for that?
No, here's another cover.
Shout out. You're going to get what you're going to get anyway, no matter what you say.
That's Johnny.
This one's called These Boots Are Made for Walking.
Oh, wow. What a weird cover. Nancy Sinatra had a hit with us. That's Johnny Thunder singing.
Not bad.
It's a chick song. You know what's astounding is when, Rob Tyner dies, the lead singer, and Fred Sonic Smith dies, and so, around whenever that was, 2003 or something, when Dennis Thompson, Michael Davis, and Wayne Kramer, DMK or DMT or DTK, DTK, MC5, mm-hmm. They toured, and, huge festival crowds. I mean, people were just fascinated to see the MC5 after all this time, but they didn't want to call themselves the MC5 because they didn't have Rob Tyner or Fred Sonic Smith, but they had guys that were filling in, like Evan Dando, mm-hmm. sang. And by the way, Evan
from Lemonheads.
Lemonheads, yeah. That didn't work out so well.
Really?
No, it didn't.
And why was he a square? Or
he was
a disaster.
Well, as Wayne put it, he would get in fights with people in the crowd.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that'd work. God, Wayne, he's got some really bad choices in people to work with, huh?
Well, Wayne was together at this point. Yeah,
played with G.G. Allen.
Did he play with G.G. Allen? I don't think he mentions that in the book. I got to look for that. Let me see if he's in the index. He played with G.G. Allen?
That's what it said.
Oh, my God.
I misread it, but I'll look it up again.
From the Death Junkies and the Toilet Rockers.
Total nut job.
G.G. Allen. Now, Bill Adler, Steve Albini, Dave Alexander.
Steve Albini.
Here it is. Well, but I ain't getting any higher. G.G. Allen and MC5. That'd be 1981.
Oh, well, if he worked with Albini, he should have done this song.
Steve Albini.
Absolutely.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Very different for Wesley.
Steve L.
Wesley!
I forgot this is with the Fiasco.
Chicken cow.
So this is the full band, Drew. It's the Wesley Willis Fiasco.
You are my best
what?
Friend. You are my rock and roller. You are my engineer. You can really rock the terrestrial.
Love to know what happened to the guys that were in the band, the Wesley Willis Fiasco.
That's an interesting question.
They don't sound half bad.
You know, I no, they don't sound that bad. I just remembered because I did fold over a few pages in this book. I was pouring through this book so fast I couldn't even highlight stuff. I was just really enjoying the read. And again, the title is "The Hard Stuff" by Wayne Kramer. "Dope Crime: The MC5 and My Life of Impossibilities." But "The Hard Stuff" is that in our my favorite things?
It will be for Prime Day.
Yes,
excellent.
Yes.
Part of what I thought was so cool about this book is that Wayne was so young when he found Rob Tyner and Fred Sonic Smith, and the MC5 are really rolling. These guys are teenagers. I mean, MC5 are over. He's 23, and oh, they're boy. Over. They've gone through contracts with Elektra Records and Atlantic Records, and they're done. But it was interesting reading about Wayne in. I like the way he's very honest.
Yeah.
He wasn't always.
Well, I mean, now why not?
I know, but he point. I mean, he's really pretty hard on himself when he gets to the end of his rope with liquor and heroin. It's like, I'm a bad friend. I'm a bad husband. I've destroyed everything in my path, and I'm going to turn it around. And he really has, you know, to his credit.
In those years that he was broke that you were talking about, besides playing with Johnny Thunders, did he have a 9-to-5-ish job?
Yes,
what did he do?
He made cabinets.
Really?
He made cabinets, then he built custom homes. But he, as he put it, I was building things for rich people.
Yeah.
So, you know, that
really
almost
wouldn't fit with his aesthetic in a way.
Well, you know, I think he was very serious about it, and he liked the work, but I think he felt like, you know, this is bullshit. I'm a rock star.
Yeah.
I should have some money. And, you know, I looked him up in Celebrity Net Worth. He's worth $17 million now, wow, according to Celebrity Net Worth, because he's optioned all these MC5 songs for movies, and they finally got their royalties straight. And even that was messy because
he's not spending it on certain things either.
Give him his due.
Well, no, that's true. I got to tell you, a funny part, though, was he was in New York and living in some place for like $175 a week. And it was basically just playing with whoever he could play with to make enough money to buy heroin, you know, to play another gig, to make a few bucks, to buy more heroin. And you could get heroin for $10 a fix at some walk-up in New York where literally there'd be 100 people in line.
Oh,
and it was
cool.
A guarantee. You never had to worry about getting it.
Must be a good product.
Yeah, I think it was.
Like
he liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a long line for it. And they never
got
busted.
Should be selling it for more.
You're right. Yeah, lower it, shorten the line.
Exactly.
I'm trying to remember what I was getting to.
Sorry.
About New York. No, it's
so just kind of living day to day.
Yeah. And he started doing day jobs. But anyway, the point was when he got to New York, he was really broke, and he was, you know, this is the part that I think is just incredible to think about. He's so broke that, you know, he can't even keep himself in heroin a lot of times, even when he's touring with bands. And so he has to, like, detox and do gigs at the same time.
Oh, my
God. He'd
go
through these three or four horrible days on a tour or at home.
Is he like Brett Favre playing when he didn't take his Vicodin? Diarrheaing all over the stage?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Honestly, it did sound like it was that bad.
Oh, God.
But anyway, when he was really... when things were really not looking good, he figured out who the office was that, you know, had the produced the payouts for their music, and he went in there and goes, "I'm Wayne Kramer from the MC5, and I haven't gotten a check for a long time." And I thought that was hilarious, and they sent him out the door with like a $400 check.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much all he wanted at the time, anyway.
Yeah, no, I know. As if, I mean, I think that's one of those parties where both parties were very happy with the transaction.
Yeah, didn't you see the executive that just when that secretary came, just write a check for $400 and he'll be on his way.
It's like he just needs some drugs.
Yeah.
So then he pulled that a few other times, and I think when they finally did start to straighten the royalties out, he had to Michael Davis and Dennis Thompson and probably Rob Tyner's estate and maybe Fred Sonic Smith. Wayne wasn't able to get any money for a while because I think he'd been kind of getting their money for a long time.
Oh, really?
Well, there was a little imbalance there somewhere because Wayne would actually bother to try and collect it once in a while, and the other guys didn't. Wayne was really driving force.
Did
in the
he
band.
Say, well, they didn't want it?
No, I think at that point he was making amends.
Or did he lie and say that he was going to split it with the guys when he got it?
I don't think they cared, and I don't think he cared. And, you know, those guys had, they had a pretty rough go, too. It's a pretty rough story, really, but it's a really pretty amazing ending. It's funny how most of these rock bios end like this. They're, you know, amazing success, and then, you know, flat on your ass, and then until there's interest in the band again for nostalgia reasons, and then sort of the rebirth and the sobriety, and everything's great.
They go hand in hand. You're not going to write a book if you're just trashed and broke.
Well, sometimes totally people do broke. That, too, because they need the money for the advance.
I'm trying to think of who.
You know, usually...
Because you got to finish the book, too. That's no easy...
I think the formula of, you know, party your ass off and then sober up, it's a little bit of a tired formula in these books. Like, I'm trying to think of a book like the Beastie Boys book. They don't do that. They were never really that bad, and they still like to party.
Yeah.
I mean, they're grown-ups, and they're raising kids and stuff, but that book I enjoyed for a different reason.
It's amazing how they matured from the first album to the, you know, really the fourth.
Yeah, they were...
it's weird, kind of odd.
They were always kind of together, though, in a weird way.
Yeah, but they were, you know, the frat boy partying type, or at least that's the image.
Well, I think those were more people they wanted to make fun of, weren't they?
Well, yeah.
Then because they
refused to play Fight for Your Right to Party for a while. I think that's when they were getting straight.
And girls?
Girls, yeah.
Yeah.
That first album was fairly misogynistic.
Yeah, I think they regretted that. But, yeah, you know, and it's Russ Gibb, of course, and WABX and, you know, Detroit. There's so much Detroit in here. But when you go, you know, when MC5 is completely off their ass, they're touring with him and Fred Sonic Smith and three other people in Europe. And the shows are so bad that people are canceling shows.
Oh, God.
You know, and they're a pretty big act by then.
What year was this?
That was 73, I think. And so he comes back to Detroit and he's just, you know, he's a drug addled 24 year old, and it's over. He's doing B&Es.
That's right, because he got busted.
And fencing property.
Yeah.
And he's selling drugs, which he's doing. You know, he said, first it's like, you know, sell four bags of heroin, do one, sell three, do two, do three, sell two. You know, and he said, for some reason that equation just never worked out because he was going to sell drugs to make enough money to make a demo and get to 8x10s and, you know, get some new clothes and all that. And it just never quite worked out.
It's not the best business model.
Yeah, if you're doing the drugs, it just doesn't seem to work out for most people. So, yeah, and he's fencing stuff. You know, people are bringing him stolen property, and he's fencing it. And he eventually got busted and went to prison. And one of the other MC5 was in the same prison he was in.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was Michael Davis. I can't remember, but oh, my God, what a story.
Disaster.
And then he gets out, and he's, you know, immediately not right back into that. He's into drugs, but... Oh my God! It's just an amazing reclamation story, and I liked it a lot.
What's the title?
It's a lot of Detroit, too. The hard stuff.
Yeah, we talked.
Yeah, we did talk to him, and he was a good interview too. He's a really sharp guy.
Yeah,
I like that he admitted that Johnny Depp couldn't play for shit.
Ah.
I didn't get to see him the MC50 shows. Who's calling us?
I don't know. Brandon's been on the phone for like an hour. I don't know what's going on. He was very put out by it, too.
I'm kind of put out by it, too.
Yeah.
What's going on?
He's got it handled.
How far in are we? A couple hours?
Probably.
Okay.
Can't see it from here. Hey, I did want to mention, because you mentioned Bezos being in at Wimbledon and making out with Lauren Sanders, which, by the way, knock it off.
I know.
It's a little childish. Especially when everyone knows your situation. You don't need to be... make it out every 15 seconds.
I would think that he wouldn't want to risk her throwing up. Imagine they're making out and suddenly they go, oh, and it looks like Lauren Sanchez is sick. What a terrible time to get the flu.
And who's this man that's coming in to separate him? It's her brother. They made a big deal about them sitting by William.
Her brother
and
who gets nude photos of his sister off her phone. What an idiot. Oh, my God.
I'm surprised he didn't go make out with her during Wimbledon.
No, he's probably pounding off at home, watching him.
Yeah, pausing his TiVo, running it back on slow motion.
Oh, God.
Not my circus, not my clowns. But William and Kate weren't making out. You don't know when nobody else at Wimbledon was making out.
No, why are they making out? Why? He thinks he's fucking hot!
But this is what cracked me up. In the Daily Mail story, it starts with...
Sanchez was outfitted in a $2,500 striped dress. Okay, great, whatever. Diamond stud earrings, sure, whatever. A lot of money there. Bezos was outfitted in a Brunello wearing an $895 leisure fit shirt.
What? Who? Where can you buy a shirt that costs $900? I didn't even know they made one.
Amazon? Then,
what about his pocket square? Didn't his pocket square cost $200 or something?
Oh, did it? I don't even know what this means, but he also had a $2,500 deconstructed blazer.
What does deconstructed mean?
I have no idea. I mean, I know he's worth only, what, $38 billion.
Why are people all dressed up for Wimbledon anyway? It's a fucking tennis match.
You know how you hate movies without electricity and some old things that bum me out? The one thing in the past that bums me out is seeing sporting events and dudes wearing, like, suits and hats at a baseball game.
What is that?
When it's fucking 95 degrees out.
You know,
I saw a picture of, like, this was when I was on my vacation. This place had a picture of these guys fishing on Lake Erie. And they're in fucking suits.
What?
Like, that seems ridiculous to be fishing in the middle of the summer. Granted, it's, what, 1900, but why are you fishing in a suit?
What about some of these southern football schools where people wear suits to the games?
UVA.
And blazers and stuff? Yeah, Vanderbilt.
Yeah. They wear,
what is that?
The women wear sundresses, which look nice, but the guys wear ties.
The Kentucky Derby?
Oh,
that just ruins the Kentucky Derby for me. And I'm like, Brady, what are you doing?
I'm watching Wimbledon today. I'm like, is this the stuffiest sporting event? And then I was remembered of the Masters. I think the Masters is worse. But then Wimbledon's second.
Think people don't dress up like that for the Masters, though, do they?
No, but they have their rules.
Yeah, you know, I know. The rules are crazy.
The jockeys wear that white outfit. And it's just really weird.
The fans buy runners to run and get space for them on the course. Oh, my God.
I don't want to go to a sporting event if I have to dress up.
They pay good money for that, too. Those runners and people who hold lines, they make great money for that.
If there's a dress code for a sporting event, I'm paying to go to.
Now, forget that. I would never go to something.
No, thank you.
Dressed up for a sporting event or a concert. Forget about it.
Yeah.
I'm out.
I've never been to the Kentucky Derby. I'll never go. But if I had been there, I'm wondering if I would just be in the mood. You know, I know Krista would want to put a big hat on just because it's tradition.
When in Rome? Oh, Julie totally would. Julie would want to wear a giant hat.
I can see it.
I don't want to go.
Oh, I could see chicks wanting to go. I understand that, but that doesn't mean I want to go.
No.
Why can't they just go?
So I can watch, what, 30? How many races are there? Like 12? They're all 2 minutes long?
I don't think I want a mint julep, though. I'd want a Bud Light or something like that.
Of course. So you got to, what is it, the Belmont you got to go to?
A mint julep. I don't even know what the hell that is.
Bourbon and mint and it's gross. People pretend they like it.
I know. I feel like there's a lot of things like that people pretend
they like.
I love that Larry David who said that people pretended they liked Hamilton.
Yes.
Because I can't believe I want to see Hamilton. I just can't believe I would go to that and go, oh, my God, I'm so surprised. I loved it.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
But does everyone that says they love it really love it?
See, I can never go see it now because if I like it, you're going to say I like it only because other people like it. And if I say I don't, you're going to say I didn't like it because other people say they like it. No win situation.
I don't know. I don't know why people. I mean, people have no qualms about saying they don't like things. Why would they not? But everyone likes everyone.
So edgy and new.
The reviews of Hamilton are so good. If you say you don't like it, you're kind of an outcast anyway. I don't think I've ever seen anyone say they didn't like Hamilton, which seems impossible, doesn't it?
Well, let's see. There's got to be a one-star review somewhere.
Yeah, but it's probably going to be because somebody was too tall in the seat in front of them, or maybe they had tech issues that day.
Mm. Oh, well, that's always possible. How far in are we, Brandon?
Oh, about 210.
210, okay.
I'll wrap it up.
Oh, this is a weird day because my mother died this morning, but she was so sick for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, not so sick for so long. I knew she was at a new level of sick. Days ago, and when I saw her the last time on Saturday, she was conscious but not conscious.
Yeah.
And it was just really bad. She was 98.
That's amazing, 98.
I know. So anyway, I get the, my sister calls me to tell me she died, and it was like, you know, there's a little relief there, like, you know, it just seeing someone, plus she had dementia before that. Yeah. She didn't know what the fuck was going on. She was happy, though. Mm-hmm. She was okay, and she was healthy. That was a strange thing. So anyway, when it came that she died, it was like I was sort of overwhelmed with, I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
what do I do? There's nothing to do. Yeah,
immediately you want to do something.
Yeah, I mean, her friends are all dead.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just really weird. So I said, God, I think I might do the show to my sister. And she's like, I wish I had a show to do because I don't know what to do.
It's a good distraction.
Yeah, so it kind of was.
Oh, I believe me, I get
sorry,
that.
Drew.
Thanks, Brandon.
It's terrible.
I know, it sucks. But like I said, she was 98.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I remember seeing other people whose parents died really after a long, long life and some that were just completely, you know, upside down about it. And I always felt like, oh, he's fucking 95, geez. Relax. But, you know, it is.
Yeah.
I learned that with my father dying at 97 last year, that even though, you know, and he couldn't really communicate either. It still is weird because, you know, every day you've been on this earth, there's only two things. There's only two constants. Two people are your parents.
Right.
I mean, and then when that doesn't exist, it's a really weird thing. And it put me into not a tizzy, but it just like I was kind of. It was just sort of heavy. It was a very deep week because I thought I honestly didn't think I would be upset when my dad died because I thought, you know, he wouldn't like being like this, and
yeah.
It's very hard on everybody, especially Barbara and her daughter.
How
and
are they
so,
doing?
They're doing. I
mean, besides
Barbara,
the fact that the Blues won the cup,
I think they were geeked about that.
Yeah, I know,
but I think Barbara's lonely. She misses him. So
yeah.
You know, I felt bad from that standpoint, and it, that was hard too because she really wanted him to come to rally, and it's like, oh boy, he's not going to rally. It was just hard to talk about. And then the other thing about my mom dying, it seemed like when I say it, it becomes more real,
yeah.
And
it's
like, oh, boy, it's like I'm dealing with it okay, and then my mom died. And I just sort of brace for the reaction, and then it's almost like a kid that falls and hits their head,
yeah.
You know, and they're really okay, but then they go, "Oh my God!" You know, all
the
adults around them. Yeah, it's strange.
This is a weird question. But,
and my Clark died last year too.
God,
that was that was really weird.
Yeah,
and that was just so unexpected.
Still, in a lot of ways, it still doesn't seem like it happened.
I know it doesn't. I've had a lot of weird things happen to me because of that. Like, there's sometimes when I'm going through a stressful day and I think of Mike and I think, he sure doesn't have much to worry about now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not serious.
I know what you mean.
But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and Mike was the kind of person, I mean, he was a struggler. Everything was pretty hard for him. And that was what was, I think.
I've never heard anyone describe him as a struggler.
He was a struggler.
Boy, is that
he
so true.
Was. I know. I always thought every day when the door opened and he emerged at 5:59, it really looked like the door gave birth to him. Like, you know, it looked like someone who had just been given birth to, and he's just struggling for air.
A very rough birth.
Oh, boy.
A rough birth.
Very tough birth.
And then he would sit down, and here everybody's been working on the show, trying to figure out what we're going to do. And, yeah. And what does Mike do? He sits down and gets his stuff to put on
his
hands.
His Purell.
His Purell.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of Purell.
And organizes all his stuff.
Yep.
And
why didn't you stay?
Fucking hilarious. And that was very strange. But yeah, everything was kind of hard. That was the what was interesting about Mike was that his struggles were always funny because
yeah.
He made them funny, and I think that was how he dealt with it. But he was definitely a struggler. So anyway, my brother had a weird text. It was like, she lived a good long life. I think she enjoyed most of it.
Huh?
That's what my brother said.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, no, he was just being, he's a doctor. He's being very clinical.
Yeah,
about
it. Yeah.
So.
That's what a doctor's way of philosophizing something.
he tends to be that way.
Doctors the best philosophizers? No.
I think he has a pretty good bedside manner. Although.
I know, but they're typically very black and white.
Yeah, there have been times. I feel bad because it seems like so frequently when I call my brother, it's about something medical.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like an asshole. Like, shouldn't I call him about something else?
I do the same thing with my brother.
Oh, yeah, your brother. That's true.
Something legal.
I know. Which is...
He just had his birthday, though, so we had a nice long chat. And then, of course, legal things came up.
Yeah, it's inevitable, isn't it? But I think my brother, I think, enjoys being an expert on something. And not that he's not an expert on other things, too, but he used to... This used to drive me crazy. He'd go, how's mom? Well, you know, she's been showing me pictures lately, asking me who people are, you know, like my dad's sister. And I'm like, oh, that's your sister-in-law. And she's sister-in-law, what's that? You know, she was, just wasn't making connections. And he'd be like, oh, she'll be dead in 6 months. I go, what are you, dead in 6 months? Jesus. Well, it's just what it sounds like.
You say, what are you, the Globe?
I know. It was like the
National Enquirer.
Gabe Merkin over there?
He has not treated her.
But she, honestly, she just kept going and going and going. And then she forgot she smoked. So she got healthier. The doc said, yeah, her chest x-ray was really good.
That's crazy.
I know. It was bizarre.
Did she smoke her whole life?
From like 13 really? To 95.
Wow.
That's amazing.
And I know. It was amazing. And then she forgot.
What was her
forgot.
Cigarette? What was her, what is it like? Ultralight?
She liked Marlboro Reds. Lights. She liked Reds for a while.
She really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, she was a... She was tough, man. I'm surprised she died. I'm like, wait, she's 98. Nothing ever stops her. She did everything she could to stop herself, and she couldn't stop herself.
She was successful in work when women, most women weren't.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, actually, when my parents got divorced, she was 49, I think. And she went into real estate, which was, that was tough. That was really tough. But I don't know. It's weird how, you know, single moms, they just sort of, I don't know what it is, but they figure out a way to do it. And
yeah, well, you know, it's tough being a single mom, you know.
that's another reason I think Miley Cyrus, you know, growing up with a single mom, and my sisters have been single moms, and a lot of other people I've known, Tess and many, many others. Just this idea that, you know, Miley Cyrus is taking this big stand by not having kids, yeah. And here these people just busting their asses and finding ways to make it work. And then,
that's not good enough for my child.
And I don't think I'm going to let her off the hook for that
A
while. No more words for you. So,
you got to be feeling pretty good, though, about your genes.
I don't know. Honestly, the last...
Really?
Well, the last few years just... I think that's one of the more impressive things about my parents, watching them fight to the end.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I mean, it's not really much of a legacy, but I was impressed at how well they sort of dealt with that. But I got to tell you, like, 96, 95, 97, that's really old. It's just, I don't know. I mean, what, Julie's grandmother was 101, wasn't she?
Yeah, 101, yeah, just passed.
But
away.
She had health.
She problems. Had, her mind was sharp to the very, very end. Yeah.
Yeah, it just seems like if it's one or the other, it's yep. pretty damn tough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, any beyond 90, it just looks pretty damn hard. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it is I guess I should be pleased for the genes. And my mom, I know
she's smoking.
yeah, I'll live to 120 if I just stop. No, I really do want to stop. I will. I've stopped before and I will. But
I've stopped a couple times.
I know, for years.
Crazy.
But my mom would be pleased. She outlived my dad. I guarantee you she would be pleased about that. And in fact, her boyfriend, Peter, who was 5 years younger than her, went into assisted living before her, and she was really pleased.
Good. That,
you know, ha ha.
She should be.
And also, she did not look 98. She looked, I swear, even at the end, she looked, let's say, like, early 80s, late 70s.
She would
like
appreciate
that. Like, that's such a compliment.
She'd appreciate
no,
that.
No, she would. She did. She did not look her age at all. Never did. I don't know how.
Wow.
But, yeah. So, why don't you get us out of here, Brandon? I'll go back to my being overwhelmed with nothingness.
Yeah.
Hall Financial Hotline shutting down there. Oh, these nitwits are actually a pretty good distraction. The world of nitwits.
Yeah.
Well, so
you know there'll be
there.
More tomorrow.
Yes, there will.
There's always going to be plenty of nitwits.
Is there anything on TV this week?
This week in particular?
Yeah.
Oh, Euphoria's tonight. If you want to see some more dong, that'll distract you.
They already renewed it for season 2.
Did they really?
Yep.
Wow.
Must be doing well.
I saw The Real World is coming back.
What?
Yeah.
Sweet. Is it going to be, come on, is it going to be the real world, or is it going to be this bullshit where they make them do all this stuff?
Someone told me they saw a promo, and it looked like the sort of the media presentation of the perfect group. Like, everyone is trans
trans is new, but they've always done that, try to be very diverse.
No, didn't they used to have the one outlaw and the other six sort of normal?
Well, they did that a lot with African American. It'd be the one black guy.
Yeah, I guess I have to see the promo, but it sounded like...
Why don't they just bring back the San Francisco cast and make them all live together?
Hey, that would be cool. That was Puck, wasn't it?
Puck and Jed and
Was
Pam.
Puck San Francisco?
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Yeah, Puck is raising kids now.
He is?
He sounds like he's still kind of a dick, but...
Sure. Once a dick.
Not as big a dick. All right, so Trudy will be here tomorrow, and... Like us on Facebook, rate us on... I see a lot of people rating us on iTunes.
Use our portal. It's Prime Day.
Oh, yeah, Amazon Prime Day. By all means. Is there any trick to using the portal?
No, just click on it and then shop.
All right. Buy everything. See you tomorrow.
I wish I had 10,000 tongues just to thank you. If I were Chinese, I'd say, oh, dear. If I were Danish, I'd say, manga tot. If I were Italian, I'd say, grazia. If I were Hebrew, I'd say, toda raba. If I were Greek, I would say Eucharisto. If I were Japanese, I'd say Domo Arigato. If I were Portuguese, I'd say Obligado. If I were Spanish, I'd say Muchas Gracias. If I were German, I'd say Danke schön. If I were French, I'd say Merci beaucoup. If I were Russian, I'd say Spasiba. If I were Kenyan, I'd say Ashanta. If I were Nigerian, I'd say Eje Pupo. If I were Zulu, I'd say Ngiyabonga. If I were Sutu, I'd say Kealiboha. If I were deaf, I'd say... But since I am, who I am.